City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits. Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
This is AMEN, the Alpha Male Entertainment Network. Broadcasting from Humidor 1A in the Cigar City of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave. This is a special presentation of the Cigar Dave Show. America at war with the Chinese virus. With the latest intel, here's the Global General, Cigar Dave.
We will get to Alpha Male Pleasure Maneuvers during this edition of the Cigar Dave Show. We will talk cigars second hour in our Cigar Masters series with Alan Rubin of Alec Bradley Cigars. We'll spend the entire hour with him. It is World Whiskey Day. You probably didn't know that. But there's a reason that I'm the foremost authority on alpha male lifestyle maneuvers and alpha male pleasure, including spirits. So today for World Whiskey Day, we will celebrate with three fantastic different world whiskeys. We will get to some cigar-related information later this hour, some big news about the Premium Cigar Association Convention and also Imperial Tobacco selling Altadis and the worldwide Altadis operations. We will get to that. But I do want to spend time talking about the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. And I want to talk about the great universal genius, Renaissance man, Dr. Leonardo da Vinci. It's a Dr. da Vinci. No, he's not Leonardo da Vinci or Leonardo DiCaprio, but we will get to Dr. Anthony Fauci in a bit. But first, as always, I extend to you my long ash. Greetings and salutations, a long ash, snappy salute, semper delectatio, always pleasure, long live the Alpha, make America great again, screw the enemies of pleasure, screw the Chinese Communist Party, as always, your global five-star general and Alpha male in chief from Command Center Alpha. Don't forget, go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand side, follow me on all the various social media platforms, including Twitter and Facebook. All right, Dr. Anthony Fauci. It's a Dr. Fauci. I don't know why I want to talk like this. I want to talk about Dr. Fauci. Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now, I realize it is sacrosanct. It is cause for immediate arrest and imprisonment if you even hint at criticizing the great Dr. Anthony Fauci, or as I like to call him, Dr. Leonardo da Fauci, the great universal genius and Renaissance man. And as you know, for the last several, probably 6 weeks, 7 weeks, President Trump, other physicians have been touting the health benefits in combating the Chinese Wuhan virus using chloroquine or its tamer, newer sibling, hydroxychloroquine. And as we have discovered, doctors have found not only here in the United States, but in the rest of the world that have been using a special cocktail of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin to treat the CCP Wuhan virus. But the key is getting it early on. many doctors have been saying that before testing was readily available and there was a 5, 6, 7, 8 day lag to get test results, that if a patient came to them showing clinical symptoms of the CCP Wuhan virus, they would not wait for the test results. They would administer a cocktail of three drugs, the hydroxychloroquine, the zinc. The hydroxychloroquine, they said, opened up the path inside the CCP Wuhan virus. The zinc gets in, it kills it, and then the azithromycin to prevent any secondary bacterial infection in the lungs. And to much success. It has received much success, much acclaim. Of course, why do the libstream media, why do the biased fake news libstream media have a hard-on against it? Well, because President Trump was the one that suggested it. He heard that there were various doctors using it, heard it's being used around the world, and said, let's give it a try. And everybody derided President Trump. There's no scientific basis. There's no medical evidence. Dr. Leonardo da Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Every time I say Dr. Fauci, I'm going to talk like he's a Dr. Fauci, like I'm in Italy. Dr. Fauci, the great universal genius Renaissance man. Dr. Fauci said there is no evidence. There's no scientific evidence. As he said, I am a scientist. I am a virologist, but I am a scientist. And there is only anecdotal evidence. Well, we are in a war against not only the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. We are already in World War III, my fellow alphas. Make no mistake. It's a hot war. It's not a cold war. And I will tell you about that. On multiple levels, we are already at war with China. And frankly, China fired the first shot. We will get to that perhaps later on. I want to just continue talking about Dr. Fauci and hydroxychloroquine. Now, Dr. Fauci, who is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at the National Institutes of Health, has been stating it is only anecdotal evidence that hydroxychloroquine works. Well, we're seeing it on the front lines. Here is the analogy that I would like to use. If in the event America was attacked, let's say Washington, D.C. was attacked by some enemy, and they were shooting bombs and mortars, would we wait for a scientific study, a double-blind study over 6 months, 2 years, and say, before we fire a shot back at the enemy, we need to conduct a test of every single type of ammunition, whether they're large-scale bullets, whether they're mortars, whether they're rocket-propelled grenades, bombs, anti-aircraft fire. Before we shoot back, we need to do scientific studies. You all know the answer to that. The answer is, when you're at war, you take whatever ammo you have and you start firing your ass off. Period. End of discussion. We have been in a war against the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. Dr. Fauci, when asked by all the members of the media, who immediately derided and insulted President Trump by saying, you're not a doctor, you're not a physician, what do you know about this? President Trump said, I'm not a physician, I never claimed to be. I'm just saying we've seen evidence that it works. What do we have to lose? People were going into ICU units, being put on ventilators, and when you get to an ICU unit or a ventilator, it's over. And now we're finding that ventilators in many cases may be worse on CCP Wuhan virus victims' lungs than if you give them heavy doses of oxygen. Again, I'm not a physician. I'm not telling people what to do, what not to do. I would say consult your physician, but I would say you should be an advocate. So let's look at the evidence. Again, I deal in fact, not in fiction, not in fairy tale. I want to preface this by saying that if President Obama had been president during the CCP Wuhan virus pandemic, and he had read some literature or heard on the news that physicians were having success using hydroxychloroquine or zinc or azithromycin or any other drug for that matter, and suggested it and said, well, you know, I'm trying to do my Obama impression. You got to start slow, and then you got to continue moving fast. President Obama would say, look, there is evidence that hydroxychloroquine could be an effective treatment against Chinese Wuhan virus. And the entire world, the media, would have said, bravo, Mr. President, you are a brilliant, farsighted, incredible, deep-thinking president. You are on such a different intellectual plane. Every doctor didn't think about this, but you sought this out, and you are willing to do whatever it takes to help Americans and patients worldwide. Bravo, Mr. President. And the media and the Democrats would have run and said, President Obama is brilliant. He is genius. He has such foresight. He should be nominated for another Nobel Prize for science because he is advancing this theory when other people are saying no. And I guarantee you, if President Obama had said hydroxychloroquine is effective, we should try it, what do you think Dr. Anthony Fauci, what do you think Dr. Fauci would say? He wouldn't have said, well, it's only anecdotal. He would have said, I believe, Mr. President, you are onto something, and we are going to heavily research that, and we are going to use that, and we are going to note the results. Now, President Trump was derided. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, the great Dr. Fauci, the great universal genius, the Renaissance man, the Renaissance physician, Dr. Fauci, has said, hydroxychloroquine, no evidence, all, just there's nothing, it's all anecdotal. Really? My friends, do you think I would go into a long rant? Do you think I would go and conduct an intense opening monologue segment about hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine if I didn't have the facts and the data and the papers in front of me? Oh, Dr. Anthony Fauci, I'm going to criticize you. Do you, Dr. Anthony Fauci, are full of bull shiatsu, and shiatsu is a type of a dog, as you know. You are full of BS. How do I know this? Because I know for fact that Dr. Anthony Fauci, the expert, the genius, the man who is the sole authority in this nation on infectious disease, communicable disease, I know for a fact that he has known that chloroquine has been shown to be a potent, effective inhibitor of coronavirus infection and spread. Now I know what you're saying. Well, General, how in the world do you know this? And the media does not know this. Oh, trust me, the media knows it. The fake stream media. See, I don't call the CBS, NBC, ABC, CNN, the China News Network, CNN. I don't call BSDNC. I don't call them by mainstream because they are not. They are biased liberal stream media. That's what I call them. And I have the proof. Dr. Fauci knew back in 2005 about chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. In fact, he could have said early on, we should, when we have this virus, we should immediately hit this with hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine and get it early on. He knew this. How, you ask? How, General, did he know? As Paul Harvey would say, now the rest of the story. Virology Journal, which is a publication of the National Institutes of Health. Dr. Anthony Fauci, I guarantee you, reads this publication. He should. Virology Journal, what's his expertise? He's the national director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. I guarantee you, he reads Virology Journal every month. It's exciting for him. Gives him major wood while he's reading it. August 22nd, 2005, 15 years ago, Virology Journal, headline of the article, chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection and spread. It was authored, published by Martin J. Vincent, Eric Bergeron, Suzanne Benjenet, Bobby R. Erickson, Pierre E. Rollin, Thomas G. Shazek, Nabil G. Seda, and Stuart T. Nickel. There were a total of 8 researchers and authors of this article entitled Chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection and spread. Let me just read you the abstract. All you need to read is the abstract because they have a background, results, and conclusion. Essentially, this is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 printed pages, including one full page of 26 references and footnotes. I have the evidence in my hand. Oh, Dr. Fauci, you too had the evidence. You have concealed the evidence, as has the corrupt, phony liberal stream media. Here's the abstract from this article. Background: severe acute respiratory syndrome, SARS, is caused by a newly discovered coronavirus called SARS-CoV. No effective prophylactic or post-exposure therapy is currently available. I remind you, this was August 22nd, 2005. Results. It says, we report, however, that chloroquine has strong antiviral effects on SARS-CoV infection of primate cells. These inhibitory effects are observed when the cells are treated with the drug either before or after exposure to the virus, suggesting both prophylactic and therapeutic advantage. In addition to the well-known functions of chloroquine, such as elevations of endosomal pH, the drug appears to interfere with terminal glycosylation of the cellular receptor angiotensin-converting enzyme 2. This may negatively influence the virus receptor binding and abrogate the infection, with further ramifications by the elevation of acicular pH, resulting in the inhibition of infection and spread of SARS-CoV at clinically admissible concentrations. What did I just say? Here's the conclusion. I'll sum it up for you. Chloroquine, this is their writing, not mine, from, again, August 2005, 15 years ago. Conclusion. Chloroquine is effective in preventing the spread of SARS coronavirus in cell culture. Favorable inhibition of virus spread was observed when the cells were either treated with chloroquine prior to or after SARS coronavirus infection. In addition, the indirect immunofluorescence assay described herein represents a simple and rapid method for screening SARS coronavirus antiviral compounds. My fellow alphas, I have just presented the evidence to you in hand. When Dr. Fauci says it's all anecdotal, we don't have evidence, we don't know, he almost played like he'd never heard of chloroquine and hydroxychloroquine. I just presented the evidence. Sergeant Steve has just posted this on the homepage of CigarDave.com and all of our social media platforms, Facebook and Twitter. I don't think we could put it on Instagram. Oh, well, we could just picture, Sergeant Steve, put a picture of the cover page on Instagram. It's all on social media. I present you the evidence. I present you the fact. I'm not dealing in fiction. So Dr. Fauci knew in 2005, back with the initial SARS outbreak, the NIH research concluded chloroquine was effective at stopping the SARS coronavirus in its tracks. While not the same as the SARS coronavirus 1, the Chinese Wuhan virus shares 79% of its genome. They both host the same cell receptor, which is what viruses use to gain entry to the cell and infect the victim. It was a blockbuster article in August of 2005. Dr. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Leonardo De Fauci, he has known for 15 years that chloroquine and its milder derivative, hydroxychloroquine, will not only treat a current case of Chinese Wuhan virus, a therapeutic, but prevent future cases, a prophylactic. There is a reason that health professionals now are taking a loading doses of hydroxychloroquine, and then thereafter taking a booster dose once a week. I've spoken to about 10 physicians and frontline healthcare providers over the last several weeks when I got this information. They all told me the same thing. We're taking this. Hospitals are prescribing this to their frontline workers. So we know that this works. Dr. Fauci knew. Dr. Didier Rao, who is the Dr. Anthony Fauci of France, has had spectacular success using hydroxychloroquine, zinc, azithromycin to treat the Chinese Wuhan virus. He said back on February 25th that it's game over for the coronavirus. He and his team of researchers reported that when hydroxychloroquine was administered with both zinc and azithromycin, they cured a huge 79 of 80 patients with only rare and minor adverse effects. They knew this. He just released a larger study showing that. The key is get it early. Don't wait until you're in the hospital. Don't wait for a test to come back. If a physician, you present a physician with Chinese Wuhan virus symptoms, whether it's high temperature, cough, whether it is sore throat, any other things, physicians are telling me, we get the test instantly. But before, they would say, we're not going to wait 7, 8, 10 days. We're going to administer that immediately. Yet every physician that has done that, that has shown results, they're being castigated. They're being castigated by governors, whether it was in New York State, whether it was in Michigan, whether even now in Texas, where I just saw on Laura Ingraham 2 nights ago on Fox, a Texas physician has been writing scripts for hydroxychloroquine, having tremendous, phenomenal results. Now the pharmacy she's used for 20 years called her and said, started quizzing her. Like, how dare you prescribe this? And now you've got the pharmacy boards and the medical boards trying to go after physicians in Michigan. They threatened pharmacies that would dispense the hydroxychloroquine and wanting the pharmacist to spill the beans on what doctor prescribed it so they could go after him. What kind of nonsense is this? First, we heard from Dr. Fauci, we have to flatten the curve, then we'll start getting back to normal. Now he just changed the goalposts again this week during his nonsensical testimony in front of the Senate saying, well, now we need to wait until we have a therapeutic or a vaccine. I know President Trump yesterday had a big press conference saying that the private and public sectors are working on a vaccine. We hope to have it by the end of the year. Here's fact. Here's the reality. Again, I deal in fact, not fiction. We've not had a vaccine for SARS. We don't have a vaccine for the common cold, and we don't have a vaccine for Ebola. That's the reality. I don't see any likelihood we're going to have a vaccine for the Chinese Wuhan virus. Now, Dr. Fauci, is one of the most recognized virologists in the world. His French counterpart, Dr. Didier Raoult, the Dr. Anthony Fauci of France, of Europe. He is quoted seventh worldwide when it comes to various virology and infectious disease articles. Now he is being attacked. Why? Because his results do not fit the narrative of the liberal stream media and the Democrats who want to keep this country closed. I just gave you the evidence. And when I come back, I'll tell you, why is Dr. Fauci so in bed with Gilead Science and their supposed brilliant revolutionary drug remdesivir, which does nothing? It reduces, on a clinical study, the average person being in the hospital for recovery 15 days to 11 days. Big deal. More when we continue.
The General is now on Instagram. Follow him for pictures of the latest cigars, libations, and what he's enjoying during the show.
That could be interesting, and we'll have to block out some faces.
Go to Instagram and search Cigar Dave.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
The General returns in 3 minutes. Cigar Dave is back in just 2 minutes. Cigar Dave will return to the mic. The Cigar Dave Show resumes in 5, 4, 3, 2. This is continuing coverage of America at War against the Chinese virus. Here's more from the Global General, Cigar Dave.
The reason I'm spending time on the Chinese Wuhan virus talking about Dr. Fauci, hydroxychloroquine, is because this is the number one topic at hand today. Period. Alphas, cigar connoisseurs, libation connoisseurs, they're talking about it everywhere you go. You can't escape from it. I received an email from a longtime listeners saying, General, we're getting tired of your Wuhan virus rant. This week is the same as last week. One is fine and appropriate. We get it. We agree with you. Get back to cigars, spirits, and dames. Well, we will do that. But I'm sorry. This is an important item. And by the way, my email's running 5-1 in favor of me continuing to spread the truth. Things you're not hearing. How many of you have heard about the article that was in Virology Journal 15 years ago, in August of 2005? With the headline, chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS coronavirus infection and spread. The answer, none of you. Guaranteed, none. But it is the truth. Now, we've all heard about this publicized Veterans Administration study purporting to show that hydroxychloroquine was ineffective and that there were instances of heart issues. Well, here's the reality. The VA study was, I think, 50 people. They didn't administer it until these veterans were on their deathbed. It is too late. You have to prescribe as soon as the symptoms are apparent. Additionally, they didn't give the patients a cocktail of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin, just the hydroxychloroquine. So please, it is phony. Now, Dr. Fauci has been touting remdesivir, which, by the way, can only be delivered, given in a hospital. Gilead Sciences, this is a drug they've been working on for, I think, 5 years. And Fauci came out, and this is a couple of weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, end of April. He said that data from a coronavirus drug trial testing Gilead Sciences' antiviral drug remdesivir showed quite good news, setting a new standard of care for CCP Wuhan virus patients. Of course, they call it COVID-19. We know that's a concocted BS name. And Fauci went on to say, now, everybody sit down for this. This is huge, he says. The median time of recovery for patients taking the drug was 11 days compared to the placebo group who took 15 days to recover. That's the big news. 4 days. He said this will be the standard of care. When you know a drug works, you have to let people in the placebo group know so they can take it. Always follow the money. I want you to remember one thing. There's no money in hydroxychloroquine or chloroquine. It is a generic drug. The cost for the cocktail of hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin total for the week coverage, 1 week, $20, sometimes less. Most people's insurance, there's no copay. They're generic drugs. There's no money in that. Remdesivir? We don't know how much it's going to cost. Is it going to be $300, $400 a dose, $500 a dose, $1,000 a dose? We don't know. But one thing I want you to remember about Dr. Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci, there was a law passed about 15, 20 years ago that allows researchers for universities and governments in the United States, so federal, state, local, if they come up with a discovery and they patent it, they get to share in the patent. Their names are on the patent as well, in addition to the state, and they get lifelong patent royalties, or however long the patent goes for, 17 years, whatever the case is. Dr. Fauci makes $375,000 a year. I would love to know how much his patent income is from the various patents that he has out, whether it is on drugs or on treatments. For example, the HIV cocktail he came up with, he's getting patent revenue on that. I guarantee you Dr. Fauci's patent revenue is far higher than his $375,000 a year government study. No reporters have asked Dr. Fauci about the study in the Virology Journal showing that chloroquine is an effective treatment, not only prophylactically, but therapeutically against the SARS coronavirus, or this virus, the CCP Wuhan virus. Now, here's something else I want you to remember. Dr. Fauci oversees a large budget of research grants that he can dole out to not only research institutions in the country, university research institutions, hospital research institutions, but across the world. Let's go back to November 12, 2015, in Nature Medicine, article published actually November 9th of 2015, 5 years ago, in Nature Medicine Journal. The article says, entitled Engineered Bat Virus Stirs Debate Over Risky Research. Lab-made coronavirus related to SARS can infect human cells. Now, I'm not going to read this entire article, but what essentially it says is that an experiment was done to create a hybrid hybrid version of a bat coronavirus, one related to the virus that causes SARS. And it has triggered renewed debate over whether engineering lab variants of viruses with possible pandemic risk potential is worth the risk. Does this sound familiar? In North Carolina, there was a study that was under the auspices of the U.S. National Institutes of Health, Dr. Fauci, that Ralph Barrick was conducting, an infectious disease researcher at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, co-author of the study. Now, the NIH was then, there was a moratorium while this research went on that basically shut down all what they call gain-of-function virus research. Gain-of-function virus research is where they actually manipulate viruses, existing viruses in a lab and change it, try to change the sequencing, trying to see if they can manipulate it, come up with vaccines, it's extremely dangerous. It's not natural. You are changing a virus. And the U.S. shut it all down. They shut it down in the United States, period. Yet, the virus research was not shut down in China. They're not subject to U.S. laws. So who do you think wrote a check of $4 million of taxpayer funds to the Wuhan Virology Laboratory to continue the gain-of-function research on bat viruses, on these coronaviruses? Would you care to take a guess? Going once, going twice? Oh, that would be the universal genius and Renaissance man and physician, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci! Dr. Fauci wrote a $4 million check, authorized $4 million to go to the Wuhan Virology Laboratory, where they were continuing the risky gain-of-function research. Have you heard this on any of the liberal stream media? The answer is no. Has any reporter, has any of the clowns from the Chinese news network CNN, have they asked? No. Nobody's asked. Why not? Well, Dr. Fauci is the genius. He is boy wonder. He is Dr. Wonder. You can't question him. It is sacrosanct. In fact, I believe that by me talking, I'm expecting the FBI and the jackbooted thugs of the corrupt FBI, and we saw how corrupt the FBI is, not everybody, but certainly at the top, under the Obama administration, under Comey and McCabe, I'm expecting them to knock down my door here at Command Center Alpha and say, you are under arrest for criticizing the great Dr. Anthony Fauci. Dr. Fauci, you cannot do that. Dr. Fauci's a genius. He's a Renaissance doctor. You can't do this. Dr. Fauci, he's wonderful. He's right, no matter what he says. We're publishing, we are going to also post right now, Sergeant Steve, please post this. This is from Nature Magazine, which references the Nature Medicine Journal article. Again, the risk, they said the extent of any risk is difficult to assess, but according to Simon Wayne Hobson, a virologist at the Pasteur Institute in Paris, France, points out that researchers have created novel viruses that grow remarkably well in human cells, and I quote, if the virus escaped, nobody could predict the trajectory. Folks, we have seen the trajectory. It is the CCP Wuhan virus that escaped from the lab. Now, we don't know whether it escaped accidentally or on purpose. We have no idea, but there's going to be more to come on that. But the manipulation of viruses, gain-of-function research deemed so risky that in the event the virus was accidentally released from a lab, could cause a worldwide pandemic. That type of research shut down in the United States over 5 years ago. Actually, in October 2014, the U.S. government imposed a moratorium on federal funding of such research on the viruses that cause SARS, influenza, and MERS, Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. However, that didn't stop Dr. Fauci from writing a $4 million check of taxpayer money to the Chinese Wuhan Virology Lab. We need to get more answers. Again, the CDC hasn't been allowed in China. We hear people saying, we need to cooperate with China. Beijing Biden is saying, we need to cooperate. We need to get our people in there. We've been trying since January, Sleepy Joe. We've been trying since January. The CDC can't get in. The World Health Organization can't get into that laboratory. The Chinese have obstructed, obfuscated, done everything in their power to deflect and not tell the truth. And by the way, Dr. Fauci, the brilliant Dr. Anthony Fauci, so brilliant that in January he said, this is going to be like the cold, a common cold, don't worry about it. Then he said, China's being very open with us, no problem. Then he said, don't even wear a mask, it'll do more damage. We don't believe this can be spread from person to person. Everything Dr. Fauci said January, February was wrong. Yet now he's hailed as a hero. But if President Trump says things that are turned out to be incorrect, and when you're in a pandemic like this, some things will be correct, some things will be wrong, you'll learn from it. This isn't a political event. I'm not going after Dr. Fauci because of politics, even though he's a big Democrat, big supporter of the Democrats, including Hillary Clinton. That is fact. I'm not going after him for that. I'm going after him because he knew about the hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine research 15 years ago, has said nothing. because he wants to promote a new, more expensive treatment where maybe his name is on the patent. Maybe some of his other buddies are on the patent. Remember, he's in charge of doling out funds, and Gilead Sciences is a big contributor to his private, they've got actually private foundations that he controls as part of the NIH, and Gilead Science, big contributor. Always follow the money. There is no money in hydroxychloroquine, chloroquine, zinc, or azithromycin. There'll be loads of money for remdesivir, which probably isn't going to be as effective as the other drug cocktail. Again, we're giving you the facts. You make your own decisions. We've posted it at CigarDave.com on social media. You read the articles. And you ask yourself, why has the liberal stream media not asked any of these questions to Dr. Fauci? Instead, he's hailed as brilliant, as a genius, as a man that can't be questioned, that he is the unilateral authority to decide how this country reopens and how this country attacks the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. I say, not so fast, my friends. Let's start following the money. Do the research. The facts are there. You're all educated alphas. You make the call. The National Cigar Litation and Triple Libation Ceremony comes your way next.
Never miss a minute of the show when you download the Cigar Dave mobile app for Apple, Android, and Kindle devices. You can listen to our 24/7 continuous stream of the latest show or download the recent podcasts to listen to anytime on your mobile device. Get the Cigar Dave mobile app in the App Store. Search Cigar Dave.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
In 2020, we have been delivering fantastic cigars to all members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. And for May, we've got a fantastic selection entitled the Rocky Patel Sampler. We're featuring two Rocky Patel Edges and a Rocky Patel Sun Grown. First of all, the Rocky Patel Edge Light. It uses a magnificent Connecticut Ecuadorian shade-grown wrapper. It's a mild, mild, medium cigar, creamy with a little bit of sweetness. Then the Rocky Patel Edge Corojo, fuller, more personality, bold with a wonderful Nicaraguan wrapper. And finally, the Rocky Patel Sungrown, medium in body with an Ecuadorian wrapper, Brazilian, Dominican, Nicaraguan fillers, a very balanced cigar. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get three cigars shipped to you in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch. $22.95 per month, and you get amazing cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now, click on Officers Club, and join the Officers Club today.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
About 15 years ago, gave me a cigar to try. He said, just try it. We're going to come out with this. It took him umpteen years to come out with it. It is a beautiful cigar. Honduran wrapper, Honduran binder, Honduran Nicaraguan filler. It is medium, medium full. It just is a spectacular cigar. Lovely notes. A little bit of, I would say spice, little woodiness, little some nuts. Just a balanced, beautiful cigar. Very tasty. That's what I will enjoy today. And I just pulled out the Churchill 7-inch by 49. But you're running probably about $8.50, $9 for this beautiful cigar.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Self-sharpening double-edged stainless steel guillotine ready for action.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
I've got my CCK litation device, the Chinese communist killer, ready to go. This is like a blowtorch. Eliminates 1,000 Chinese commies in 30 seconds.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected. Area clear of all enemies of pleasure. Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
Perfect cut. I will now toast the foot of this beautiful Alec Bradley Tempest. Just beautiful, oily, shiny wrapper. Toasting the foot of the cigar. As I puff and rotate, Sergeant Steve, hit the libation liner.
It's a libation triple header as the Global General celebrates World Whiskey Day.
A happy World Whiskey Day. My cigar is now lit. For World Whiskey Day, we're going to go to three countries. United States, Canada, and we're going to go to Scotland. So first up, I've got my Jim Beam Signature Craft, age 12 years. This came out, geez, I want to say probably, this has been a while ago. This came out in 2013, not available anymore, age 12 years. Some notes, little oak vanilla, little cinnamon on the nose. I've had this for a long time, 86 proof. Cheers, take a sip. Ooh, little peppery spice. A lot of oak, heavy amounts of oak, medium, medium full, a lot of warmth, very nice. Now we're going to go to Canada. Oh, Canada, eh? Crown Royal, eh? Made in Gibney, Manitoba, eh? This is the Crown Royal XR. This is about about $135, $140 a bottle. They take the rarest of their extra rare whiskeys. They handcraft them with some of the final batches of whiskeys from their renowned LaSalle distillery. Some Canadian rye in here. I will pour this. Wow. Nice notes of almost cocoa brown sugar. Say cheers on that. Oh, this is beautiful. Now let me pour another glass. I've got my Balvini Signature 12. This is interesting. It's aged 12 years. They first age it in an Oloroso sherry butt cask. Actually, first fill goes in an old bourbon barrel, then an Oloroso sherry butt cask. Then they refill it back into the bourbon cask. Very unique. Lots of honey, spice, subtle oak. Let me take a sip. Outstanding. My Jim Beam Signature Craft from the U.S., my Crown Royale XR from Canada, and I've got from Scotland the Balvini Signature 12 as we celebrate World Whiskey Day. All right, big news this week in the world of cigars. First up, the Premium Cigar Association Convention and Trade Show that was going to take place July 10th to 14th at the Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas was officially canceled this week. The organization initially waited to the last minute, but I think they were waiting because they didn't want to be the ones canceling, and then they would have owed the Sands Expo Center and the Venetian and Palazzo Hotels some serious default payments. So clearly in Vegas, it hasn't opened up. They're going to limit conventions to, I think, 250 people, and you got to be very, very spread out. So after much deliberation, according to the press release from Scott Pierce, the executive director of the Premium Cigar Association, he said, after much deliberation, careful discussions of every aspect of our annual convention and trade show, the PCA board made the difficult decision to cancel our current event scheduled. Now, that's an important fundraiser, revenue producer, for the Premium Cigar Association, formerly known as the International Premium Cigar and Pipe Retailers Association. So, basically, you are going to see no convention this year, so cigar manufacturers will release their cigars probably in July, maybe August, start shipping in September. So it'll be done pretty much virtually, and that's going to be a big hit to the lobbying and their legal funds that they've been using the convention for to fund many of their lawsuits going after the FDA. Now, big news a couple of weeks ago, Imperial Tobacco announced they had a deal in place to sell their premium cigar assets, which consists of Altadis USA, Tabacalera USA, and then their interests in the Cuban cigar worldwide operation. They had two deals, one to Gemstone Investment Holding, one to Allied Cigar Corporation, two companies, they think one buyer. The Gemstone Investment Holding Company will buy the U.S.-based assets of Imperial Tobacco, which include Tabacalera USA, which consists of Altadis USA. They make Monte Cristo, Romeo, other brands, Casa de Monte Cristo stores, and JR Cigars. Allied Cigar Corporation, that deal is for $200 million U.S. dollars. The rest of the company is being sold for $1.13 billion for all the other premium cigar assets, including the Florida Copan Cigar Factory in Honduras, the Tabacalera de Garcia Factory, the world's largest cigar factory in the Dominican Republic, the Vega Fina brand, as well as their 50% stake in Habanos and the Cuban cigar brands. But what is interesting, I know for a fact they had could have sold that company 10, 12 years ago, could have sold Altadis for far more than what they're getting now. Further, some very interesting and very suspicious activity who the buyers are. It's coming out that one of the board members is from Macau. So we will have more on that next week as more information comes out. The Chinese Communist Party could be involved in the purchase of Altadis USA. We'll know more. Hour two of the Cigar Dave Show is next.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5860.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Show.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. An explosion in downtown Los Angeles this evening injured 10 firefighters, dozens more trying to douse the blaze. L.A. Fire Department issued a Mayday call and characterized the incident as a major emergency. Firefighters initially called to the scene around 6:30 Western time, Pacific time, that is, for a report of a fire at a one-story commercial building. Tropical depression forming today off the Florida coast, prompting officials to issue a tropical storm watch for parts of the North Carolina coast. National Hurricane Center in Miami says Tropical Depression 1 was located about 125 miles east of Melbourne. The tropical storm watch was issued for the North Carolina coast from north of Surf City to Duck, including Pamlico and Albemarle Sounds. Free coronavirus tests in Los Angeles to anyone who wants one, regardless of whether or not they have any COVID-19 symptoms.
Despite the offer intended to increase testing, thousands of tests are going unused each week. The effort comes at a time when expanded testing is a cornerstone of California's plan to ease its stay-at-home order, and as Los Angeles County has become the epicenter of the state's virus outbreak.
Ken Lorman reporting. A coronavirus vaccine program called Operation Warp Speed is launched by President Trump.
The president is marshaling the forces of the U.S. government to develop and distribute COVID-19 vaccines. And the goal is bold, to have 300 million doses in stock by January.
We're gearing up. It's risky. It's expensive. But we'll be saving massive amounts of time. We'll be saving years.
And no matter the timeline of a vaccine, the president says the country is beginning to reopen following the deadly virus outbreak.
Vaccine or no vaccine, we're back.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com. ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
Greece has reopened organized public beaches under strict social distancing measures during a heat wave.
City dwellers have flocked to the beaches while temperatures reach 98 degrees, hoping for a refreshing swim less than a week after full lockdown measures were lifted. Easing beach restrictions is seen as key to salvaging the tourist industry over the summer. Greece expects to have the worst recession in the European Union as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Swimming and sun lounges were permitted 5 feet apart, but no group sports or food operations. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Puerto Rico will hold a non-binding referendum in November to decide whether the island should become a U.S. state. The answer to that requires approval from U.S. Congress, and the questions outraged independent supporters as well as members of the main opposition Popular Democratic Party. News and analysis at townhall.com. The coronavirus prompted almost two-thirds of Americans of all faiths to conclude their God is telling them something.
Results of the poll by the University of Chicago Divinity School found that 31% of Americans who believe in a divine being feel strongly that the virus is a sign of their higher power telling humanity to change, with the same number feeling that somewhat. Overall, 26% of Americans say their sense of faith or spirituality has grown stronger. As a result of the outbreak, just 1% say it has weakened their faith. Patrick Foss reporting.
Reports now the pilot flying Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and six others did not have alcohol or drugs in his system when their helicopter slammed into a hillside outside Los Angeles back in February. That according to autopsy reports released by the L.A. coroner on Friday. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our nine new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and four huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for four with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and two large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed three to four, so try all nine. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Cigar City of Tampa, Florida, USA. Welcome to the Cigar Dave Show, your weekly excursion into the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The cigar and pleasure-friendly hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
The first hour, we talked about the Chinese Communist Party Wuhan virus. We talked about Dr. Anthony Fauci hydroxychloroquine. We got into some of the new drug that he is touting, remdesivir. We talked about the PCA canceling their trade show. We talked about Imperial Cigars selling their premium cigar business with some very mysterious links to China involved in the sale. But this hour, we shift focus to alpha male pleasure maneuvers. We will talk cigars. We will talk to one of my great friends in the cigar industry, been around a long time, great cigars. He now has his two sons involved in the business. We will get to that. We know him very well. Alan Rubin of Alec Bradley Cigars, our guest on the Cigar Masters series this hour on the Cigar Dave Show. Alan, my friend, welcome. It has been a crazy 2 months, has it not?
Dave, it has been a 2 months that I have never experienced in my lifetime, and I hope to never experience again.
Yeah, it has been absolutely almost surreal in how this Chinese Wuhan virus came about, how it has affected the economy. And I know that many cigar retailers, because of state restrictions, have been closed. Some are starting to open up. The mail order companies have been certainly busy. But let's focus, first of all, on Alec Bradley Cigars. Tell us, if you could go back chronologically, when this first came about, how did you prepare? How did you deal with this with your entire team, your salespeople, people in the office? Give us a whole background on preparation for dealing with this this very chaotic 2 months.
Sure. First of all, I just want to tell you a great first hour so far. Just phenomenal subjects, and it was very informative. So I'm glad to be able to follow that segment. So it happens to be that, you know, we all found out somewhat at the same time, right, when we were going to go on lockdown. But sometimes things just work out in some ways, and that was that we had received a shipment about 10 days prior to the news that Honduras, that you know, where we're producing a lot of our cigars, was closing down. So 10 days prior, we received a large shipment, and then the day we received a double shipment, the day that we got the news that the country was closing down. So, you know, we couldn't have we couldn't have prepared had we known that it was coming, you know, coming down in a day or two or three. A little bit, we just because of the preparation of getting ready, you know, for the selling season, we had a lot of product come in. And again, that we received a large shipment just the day Honduras closed down. So we knew we were going to be okay in terms of inventory for a little bit. And then at that point, we called our staff together. We did a Zoom call actually with our entire staff around the country. We told everybody that all of our sales staff on the road were no longer allowed to be on the road representing the company, that they had to stay, you know, shelter in place. They had to follow their state and CDC guidelines. We did tell them that we're asking them not to think of it as a paid vacation, that they still needed to be on the phones with every one of their accounts, find out where they are, if they were open, if they were doing curbside, if they were doing delivery, so that we could help support them in whatever, you know, efforts they needed, but that they needed to stay home. On the other side of that is that from internally in our corporate offices, we set up for everyone immediately. We set up for everyone to work from home, and we worked on a skeleton crew for 23 days. And what I mean by that is that we had one person in each department daily. So accounting, somebody might have come in on Monday and Wednesday, somebody else Tuesday and Thursday, somebody on Friday. And then we went to shipping. We started shipping 2 days a week just to make sure that we were getting the Alec Bradley products to our tobacconists that still, you know, that were still up and running and shipping. So we made it through. In the call, I did tell every one of our company employees that nobody would job, that we were retaining everybody at full salary for at least 60 days and as long as we could. And I told them, listen, you know, throughout my cigar career, I've been in debt before, and I will go into debt with the bank if I have to make sure that nobody loses their job. I said, but we have to work together. We have to be there for our retail partners, and we have to work harder than we ever have to make sure that we're doing the right thing. And that was the plan. I put a 5-point plan together with your good friend Ralph Montero,
right?
Our executive vice president, and we put a 5-point plan together, and we just executed on our plan. And we were very fortunate to come out where we are today and be in good shape.
Alan, were you able to qualify for any of the PPP loans or grants?
Yes, actually, we were very fortunate. Also, in another way, is that we don't work with a lot of the larger banks. Almost throughout my entire business career, we've worked with community banks. We like to personalize, you know, relationships, and so we worked with a community bank, and they were very receptive to us. You know, we've been an account of theirs for quite some time. And so I worked with my banker. We worked 9 straight days every day, because when the guidance came out, I think the guidance came out on either a Tuesday night or a Wednesday. We were prepared. We filled everything out. We got it in, and we were told, listen, it's going to change on Thursday. It's going to change on Friday. They're continuing to revamp it. And so a lot of times, we were signing the same documents with a minor change, and we continued to do it. We worked on Saturday. I worked on Sunday, on Monday, and the following Tuesday, we had all the applications in, and 2 days later, we were funded. But I can tell you, I actually jokingly said to my banker, if anyone ever talks about banker's hours, I'm gonna have him call you, because this guy worked his tail off for us. So
that's great.
We appreciate it.
We had Jeff Borshowitz, as you know, Jeff from Corona Cigars in Orlando, and then the Davidoff store in Tampa, and we had him on a couple of weeks ago. And initially he said that he dealt with one of the larger banks, but he also has a community bank that he deals with. And one thing he's learned along the line is you should have multiple banking relationships. And he said that he got the word from the larger bank that they were going to have problems. They were going to run out of money, and they were going to prioritize their larger clients, because it's the same amount of work, whether you're going to process a $10,000 loan or a $10 million loan. So he went to his community bank, and he received the same response that you did. They were very cooperative and worked for him. But I think there was – not I think, I know. There was really a – some misinformation that people would be able to just go into the bank on in the morning, come out 30 minutes later. It would be a very easy, simple process. Not the case. Whenever you have the government involved, a lot of paperwork, a lot of documentation, not simple at all.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you from our side, it was the full court press. So we had our banker, we had our accountant, we had one of our attorneys going over the guidance, we had our CFO and our controller involved, and it was definitely a coordinated effort to make sure that the bank and the SBA division of the bank had exactly what they needed. And I can tell you, if I was, you know, a sole proprietor with a little bit smaller organization and didn't have the resources available, it would have been a lot more difficult. But our staff pulled together, very rapidly to get everything we needed to the bank. And then the bank, because of the personal relationship for so long, I think made us, I felt like they made us a priority. Knowing them, they made every account feel like a priority. So very blessed to be with them.
Alan Rubin of Alec Bradley Cigars, our guest on our Cigar Masters Hour. Alan, do you have any idea, just from past orders, looking at normal business cycle, business flows on a weekly basis, what percentage of brick-and-mortar retailers you believe actually closed down?
Well, I can tell you, as of today, we have not heard of a single store closing down. Not one.
So really?
So I'm not saying that it...
I don't mean closing permanently. I mean, just
We haven't heard one store closing down permanently.
Okay, but I'm talking about during the lockdown period, or many states had stay at home orders and they shut down businesses. You able to ascertain how many retailers? Because you probably do business with about 2,500 retailers in the country.
Yeah, right around there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any idea? Any estimate? Ballpark estimate? How many you think had to be closed, shut down during the stay-at-home period?
You mean at some level, whether they were you're saying close, potentially still doing business, whether we're shipping or curbside or those type of things, right?
Right, correct.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, Dave, that's a kind of interesting question, because if I had to put my finger on it, I would say over 90% of the retail locations, if not more, have to close down at some level. Right. They may, again, still been shipping. They may have been doing curbside or any of those things. But at some level, their locations were closed. And I can tell you, if you think about how some of our retail partners gain their income, there's a lot of cigar bars. Right. And when the bars are closed, that's a big chunk of their income. And then there are the regular tobacconists that don't have a liquor or bar component. And I think some of those guys fared a little better in some level. But I would say, 95% of all the stores were impacted with some type of a closure for some period of time.
During that time, I know that many of the mail order internet companies, cigar retailers, they saw huge increases. Have you started to see a shift now where there is some ordering taking place, an uptick from brick and mortar retailers?
Yeah, I spoke to a professional. And we spoke, and he said he was down. His sales were down about 30%, but he was still okay. And I think what we did notice, Dave, you and I have been doing this a long time. Cigar smokers are tight. We're a tight group. We're loyal. We're loyal to the cigar lifestyle, what it brings to us, and we're loyal to relationships. And so I think that, though there was an uptick on the internet catalog sales, I think many consumers called their tobacconist to find out, hey, are you open? Can I do curbside? Is there a way for – that's what makes our cigar community so strong, is that we are there for one another. And I think that most tobacconists were still doing some level of business.
Alan, when you – now that you're about 8 weeks into this, and I know that you and I spoke earlier this week, and you said you were starting to gear things back up, not necessarily getting all your people on the road yet, but tell us where you are today in the cycle, because, you know, certainly people want to get back to their normal routine. Sales reps want to go out and see their brick-and-mortar retailers. Obviously, it has to be done safely. So tell us where you are right now in the cycle and how you're gearing up to get back to a semblance of normalcy.
Yeah, so let me start by saying that the year before this happened pace for our company in growth at the beginning of the year, and we had a record first quarter. We were very fortunate. Again, we had inventory, so we had a record first quarter. April, we also had a very, very good month. So we were okay where we were. And what we did see is that our territory managers were doing business. They were, you know, through by phone, Zoom calls, all of those things. We did a lot of virtual HRFs, our entire staff. We were okay. We were writing business. And actually, we did a poll just a couple of days ago and asked our in total, how many of them had written brand new accounts during this time. And I think it was about 50% of our people had written brand new accounts over the last 2 months. And right now we have about 70% of our staff on the road, and where there are certain areas that, you know, their entire territories are still on lockdown. So they can't go out. It wouldn't be beneficial for them to go out. But we have about 70% of our staff that are back on the road at some level.
I think there's a pent-up demand from cigar connoisseurs that I've spoken to that say, look, we want to get back out. We want to do it safely. We miss the camaraderie. In Florida, we're very fortunate because the weather is always conducive to having a cigar outside year-round. Up north, they've had a very cool spring and rainy spring. But if you look at Florida, I know that some of the retailers here in Florida that I speak with and that I do visit, they now have their tables outside. Many of them have set up more tables outside with proper social distancing. Cigar connoisseurs, by nature, are social. They want the camaraderie. They want to enjoy a cigar with others, not necessarily themselves. So that, I think, bodes well. So I think there will be a ton of pent-up demand. Alan, let me just state the reason that Alec Bradley was on pace prior to the Chinese Wuhan virus to have a record year, record first quarter. You know what the January selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club was, don't you?
I do, but why don't we tell your listeners?
Well, I will take full credit, Alan. It is the Alec and Bradley Gatekeeper, the second release from your boys, Alec and Bradley. They launched that with Ernesto Perez Carrillo working together, blending that at the Tabacalera La Alianza factory in the Dominican Republic. Beautiful, you know, cigar, a lot of rich flavors. And you launched that last summer at the Cigar Retailers Convention. We talked about that. But, Alan, clearly, I was wondering why Ralph Montero called me and said, General, we need to be the first Officers Club selection of the year hereafter. Now I know why. I'll take the credit.
Yeah, Ralph and Bill Gates both predicted the pandemic years ago. Yeah, look, I have to tell you, you've been a great supporter of Alec Bradley. And your listeners, your followers, Dave, have supported us year over year. And so anytime we are able to, you know, participate with you, we always see an uptick. So I do appreciate everything you do for us. And more importantly, your loyalists, your listeners who follow the General have always supported us vehemently and been great fans of ours and loyalists to our company. So we want to thank them.
Well, you've got great cigars, Alan, and we've been friends for a long time, and I've seen the company grow, and you and I kid each other because we go way, way back. And one of the stories that I want to relay, let's move into something a little bit more pleasant now and leave the Chinese Wuhan virus for a while here. Let's talk about a brand that you and I first spoke about. I remember I was visiting you and Ralph and George Sosa, your VP of sales at the time, now a retailer in the Sarasota area, and we went to lunch very close to your office, and you pulled out these cigars with no label, and I said, what is it? And he said, just smoke it. Just try it. And you ended up telling me it was going to be the new Alec Bradley Tempest. I can't remember how long ago that was, but the cigar blew me away. It was a beautiful cigar, Honduran wrapper, binder, Nicaraguan and Honduran filler, very smooth, a lot of taste. And I said, that's going to be a breakout cigar for you. And you said, I said, when's it going to come out? And he said, well, probably the next 6 months, hopefully within the next year. Well, there's a reason you called it Tempus, which is Latin for time, because it took a long time to come out. It was worth it. It's a great cigar, and Alan, that cigar, I think, catapulted Alec Bradley to another stratosphere.
Yeah, I would, when I go back, Dave, I think that lunch, and I remember the lunch, and I remember exactly where it was. That was probably, we're talking 15 years ago that, mm-hmm. that we sat down and, because it was around 15 years ago that we'd come up with the final blend and then just finishing up getting ready to launch. But yeah, 15 years ago, you and I sat down. You told me you loved the cigar. It was good to hear because I know you smoke everything, you know. It was great to hear that you felt this was going to be a winner for us. And sure enough, it had proven to do very well. Still continues to do very well for us.
And love it so much that that's what I enjoyed. I lit up for the litation ceremony in the first hour. It is a beautiful cigar. And since then, you've actually expanded the Tempus line. You've now got the Tempus Nicaragua, which is a little bit different flavor complexion, a little bit heartier. Beautiful cigar.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, Tempus has, from the time we launched, Tempus had great momentum and people wanted us to do more. And so we did an all Nicaraguan version. Like you said, it's a little hardier. It's a little more rustic. We always say a little bit earthier with all that Nicaraguan tobacco in there. But again, another part of the line or the line extension that's done very well. And, people like the Tempus line and they know Alec Bradley, a lot of who we are as a company because of the Tempus line.
No question. And your line now is so varied, just huge. And one of the big stories last year was your partnership with Lars Tettens. Lars, a well-known name in the cigar industry going back probably now, 25 years or so, kind of fell off the face of the earth for a while, and you and him got together, and the next thing you know, you're launching the Lars Tettens line. It was a huge hit at the IPCPR convention last summer and doing very well and very unique cigar. Not for everybody, but for people right. that love that type of infused cigar, it's doing great. And I know that Ralph told me you're doing very well with it.
Yeah. I was always a fan of Lars and his style. I believe he's one of the most creative, if not the most creative individual within the premium cigar industry. And so we were able to get together. We've probably had a friendship for at least 10 years and had always kept in touch. And I think it was just a timing issue where I approached him and we can do something together and he was open to it. And it took some time to put the contract together, but we had acquired the Lars Tettens line. We had acquired the line and then brought Lars in to work with us on all the original formulations, all the essential oils that we utilize and all the essences that we utilize and aromatics. And it's a tremendously complex mixture of components that he puts together for this conditioning process. And we launched it, and I have to tell you, we did very well. We sold out the entire, we had two major production runs. We've sold out both the production runs, but we are going to make some changes moving forward. Just because we had some packaging issues and in the market.
All right, we will continue with Alan Rubin of Alec Bradley Cigars, our guest during our Cigar Masters series this hour. Much more coming your way. Keep your cigar nice and toasty. We will continue.
Check out the all-new CigarDave.com. Get info on the cigars and libations the General enjoys during the show. Get recipes from the Pooch Pit and drink cocktails, too. You can listen to the show on our 24/7 stream or download the latest podcast to listen to anytime. Get it all at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth weight.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Creamy is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640, PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to richforreverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless vets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
News in the world of cigars from those who produce the sticks. It's the Cigar Masters Series, only on the Cigar Dave Show.
Alan Rubin of Alec Bradley Cigars, our Cigar Masters guest this hour. Alan, do you have your green jacket on that we sent you?
No, but I have it. I'm having a dry clean because I wore it for a week straight.
Oh, that's great. That's beautiful. We have the big Butler Cabin ceremony coming up at the end of the show, and it's out at the dry cleaners. That's beautiful. All right, Alan, I will say this, that it has come to my attention through the CIA, the Cigar Intelligence Agency, that the lovely Mrs. Rubin insisted you got a good night's sleep knowing you would be on with this five-star today.
Yeah, she wanted me at my best because she knows generally when you and I are together, there's a tremendous amount of banter, probably more when we're not on, you know, online together, but there's a lot of banter. And I said, look, I have to be at the top of my game.
Got to be on your A game, my friend. That's how it is. You know, nothing substandard with a five-star. There's a reason I'm a five-star and not a buck private. But as always, Alan, we always have great conversations. And you're very proud, Alec and Bradley Rubin, who you named the company after. And I remember when I first met you, I said, so you're Alan Rubin. Who's Alec Bradley? And you told me it was your sons. Well, now your sons are of the age that they are involved in the business, and they are creating blends. You sent them down to work with one of the greats, Ernesto Perez Carrillo. And last summer, you launched the Gatekeeper, which was just a phenomenal cigar. And now you're coming back with another stick. And we should also say that they started with Blind Faith 2 years ago, another winner. Very unique packaging. Gatekeeper has been a winner. And now for the what was going to be the Premium Cigar Association convention in mid-July, now canceled, as we discussed in the first hour, you've got a new project from them that you're going to introduce.
It's very interesting because the one thing about you know, my sons, Alec and Bradley, is that there's a lot of thought behind the line when they bring it out. They, you know, it's not just, hey, we have a great blend and let's put a kind of a cachet type name to it. There's a lot of thought behind it. And so the new line that they're coming out with, that they're going to launch this year, is called Kintsugi. And Kintsugi is an art form. Basically, the premise behind it is that you have these beautiful ceramics, and when they break, there's a way to put it together with gold lacquer to be able to make it even more beautiful than in its original form. And so, you know, I've always had Alec and Bradley sit in on many of our phone calls and meetings with the Premium Cigar Association and Cigar Rights of America, of which I sit on those boards. And so they hear everything going on. And at one point, Bradley turned to me and he said, Dad, you know, it feels like the industry is fractured in its own way. You know, you had the big four that were not going to attend the show, that those type of things. And there's some different factions of our industry. And you know, what drew the boys into this business was the beauty of the relationships that are attained in the premium cigar business. And when I think they were upset with the fact, like, you know, they realized, hey, we're not always all on the same page, but they felt like as we move forward, as them being the next generation, the second generation of cigar maker of Alec Bradley, that they want to be involved in the industry to be able to bring it back together even stronger and make it more beautiful than it is today. And so that was the premise behind this new line coming out called Kintsugi. And I'll tell you, they did an absolutely spectacular job with the blend. It's going to be produced with Hugo Endemanio at Raíces Cubanas. And they're excited, and I'm very excited for them as well.
What type of complexion, give us an idea of wrapper, filler, binder, the uniqueness about the Kintsugi by Alec and Bradley?
Well, what happens is, and this is really a neat thing that they're doing, they always wanted to do their own thing, right? So in a way, between being the boss in some respects and the father, I have to figure out what do I have to do to kind of get out of their way and get out of the way of their success, right? I always want to be involved and I want to put my stamp on it, but they really wanted to put their own names to it and their own stamp on it. And so they came out initially with Blind Faith, which was kind of a non-Alec Bradley profile, a little bit heavier, a little bit stronger. Then they went into Gatekeepers, their second release, using more Dominican tobacco, which we don't really use a lot of at Alec Bradley. And so that gave them a medium to medium full type product or offering to bring to the cigar community. And Kintsugi is actually going to be a straight medium bodied, a lot of complexity, a lot of sweetness to it, natural sweetness to it. And so what they're doing is somewhat, I guess, showcasing, you know, their ability to blend different styles that they like and that so far has proven to be successful. So this is going to be probably a little more for the mainstream cigar smoker, somebody who, if they want something just over mild, this will hit their palate. If they like medium to just over medium, this will hit their palate. I'm excited for it. I'm actually smoking one right now, one of the sample blends right now, as we're having this conversation.
Thanks for sharing, Alan. Much appreciated.
Oh, my
pleasure.
I'm waiting for my shipment
of samples. I haven't received those yet.
Well, I'll tell you what. We will get some out to you as soon as we have the next shipment come in, because the next shipment that comes in will actually be the production samples that they're sending, what I'm smoking now. We only had a few come in because we didn't know Honduras was going to close down over the last 2 months. But actually, the factory opened up on Wednesday, and we're going to 50% production on Monday and then back up to 100% production the following week. So when the next shipment comes in, I'll have some samples to send to you.
Actually, I don't want you to send them to me. How about I come down and we visit? We'll socially distance properly. We'll go outside somewhere where we can have lunch with Ralph, you and I, Alec and Bradley. We'll smoke some of the new cigars and share some laughs. I think that would be far more advantageous for us.
I'd love to have you down here. You know, we always enjoy when you come visit our family here. And we can social distance in my lounge over here.
We have
socially distant liquor and socially distant cigars that we can share together.
No, I don't want the liquor and the cigars socially distant from me. I want it nice and close to me where I can enjoy it. I don't want it 6 feet away. I want it, you know, right in my hand about 6 inches away. That's where you really enjoy
usual.
It. Exactly. Let's talk about – I do want to get into Reyes Cubanos, your relationship with them. But before that, any hints on some of the Alec Bradley new launches that we could see or we're going to see mid-July at the – Premium Cigar Association convention, which I guess now you're still going to release it, but probably just release it virtually to all the retailers and to the consumers.
Yeah. We're planning, obviously, to launch the Alec Bradley release at the show, with the show now not taking place. We'll still launch it. We're probably going to have to move back a little bit again because of the factory closure.
Right.
But we'll probably launch the Alec Bradley new release in somewhere around August, maybe early September. It's a blend that we had worked on. We worked on it, I believe, last year. We started working on the blend, and we hit the blend that we wanted to bring out in, I think, September of last year. We rolled the production. The production isn't aging now. And so the big holdup is actually not the production from the factory, but the fact that our box factory is closed. And the printers are now, you know, our partners in the printing side, they've been closed as well. So that's going to be the holdup on that line. But yeah, something I'm very excited about. I think it hits a great niche for us. It tells a lot about who we are as a company, though I really can't release the name yet. It's something we're excited about because it tells a lot of the story of who we are as a company.
Well, when you're ready for the release of the name, I know you will call us and give us the opportunity to share that with our alphas and cigar connoisseurs. Let's talk about the relationship you have with the Reyes Cubanos factory. A beautiful factory. They make fantastic cigars. You look at all the cigars, whether it's Prensado, the Prensado Lost Art, or the Tempest. They just make phenomenal cigars. You were really the first to discover them. Tell us about how you discovered them, your relationship with the Reyes Cubanos factory.
Yeah, so this was many years ago. Excuse me. I would say like 18 to 20 years ago, we started working with them on some projects, and we were going to launch a line. I would say it was probably in the early 2000s with them. And what happened was we had talked to them about some growing of tobacco in the Trojes region. The Trojes region is part of the Jalapa Valley, which is in Nicaragua, but the valley spans into Honduras, and this is on the Honduran side of the border. And when we went to see them on the tobacco many years ago, we saw this tobacco and just thought it was absolutely spectacular. It was beautiful. It had the sweetness from the Jalapa Valley, but it had some interesting complexities and strengths to it. And we really fell in love with the tobacco, and that was our desire to move forward with them. It happened to be when we were there originally with them, they didn't have enough tobacco ready for us to do a project. So we waited a year until they were able to get a little more fermentation, a little more downtime on the tobacco. And that's when we really started working with them. So I would say probably around 17 years ago. We worked with Romain DeMagno, the father, and he was just an absolute genius in tobacco. You know, came over from Cuba working. He was an engineer, but grew up in a tobacco family. And it was such a pleasure working with them. And, you know, we're one of the few companies or at that time boutique style companies that was rolling out of Honduras. Most everybody was rolling out of Nicaragua or Dominican Republic. And so we just built a relationship together, and we've done multiple projects, like you said, Tempest and Prensado and Connecticut, Mundial, a lot of things that have scored very, very high in all the Cigar Aficionado ratings. And we've just built, you know, we built it to really, it's family. I don't own the factory per se, but we own the tobacco and we own the production. So I don't really need a building down in Central America, you know, and everything else we basically either own or control. So it's just been a phenomenal relationship. We've always financed all the tobacco growth moving forward and all of the farms now. So we have a lot of control there, and it's been a phenomenal working relationship from the beginning.
Do you control 100% of the production at the Oasis Cubanas factory?
Actually, we could control 100% of the production, but we choose not to. We control about 90% of the production, but there are some other really great boutique blends that are coming out of there. And as we were growing to be where we are in that capacity of 90%, I never wanted to remove the other people that had been rolling smaller quantities there because right. I didn't think it was fair. They're trying to feed their families as well. And it's great for the factory to have some other people there. So, yeah, it's not a lot. We don't do a lot of private label stuff out of there. You know, we pretty much just control what we need to produce there. And that way, if we need to pick up productions, we know how to coordinate not only the tobacco, but all the rolling times and processes. And that's stuff we've worked together on over the last, you know, 15, 16 years. So it's been a great relationship.
Well, Alec Bradley has come a long way since early on, where now you're actually going out buying tobacco to keep an inventory, production with a great factory. You also do a lot of work with Nestor Plasencia. They make great cigars, access to phenomenal tobacco. So you've really been able to spread things around, and now you're working with, of course, Ernesto Perez Carrillo, one of the great cigar masters. So now you've got really representation in all the major cigar manufacturing countries.
Yeah, we do, and we think there's a couple of things that come along with that. One, there's safety. There's some safety there, right, if something should happen, because sometimes the political environments are a little bit unstable in some of those countries. So we never wanted to put all our eggs in one basket, but we always pick partners that we know that will have the tobacco year over year for us. And then truly it's a collaborative effort in what we do. We are very tight in who we do business with on the manufacturing side. And we feel like we work with the best. But in turn, we also work with a smaller factory, Jesus Fuego, in Esteli, Nicaragua. And that all was based on friendship, that we started that relationship, and it's proven to be very, very good for us.
Final and concluding segment of this Cigar Masters Hour with Alan Rubin of Alec Bradley Cigars comes your way next.
You need to add some alpha to your Facebook news feed. By following The General, you'll get the latest intel in the world of cigars, info on the show each week, and see what The General is smoking. Click like at facebook.com/CigarDave.
In 2020, we have been delivering fantastic cigars to all members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club. And for May, we've got a fantastic selection entitled the Rocky Patel Sampler. We're featuring two Rocky Patel Edges and a Rocky Patel Sun Grown. First of all, the Rocky Patel Edge Light. It uses a magnificent Connecticut Ecuadorian shade-grown wrapper. It's a mild, mild, medium cigar, creamy with a little bit of sweetness. Then the Rocky Patel Edge Corojo, fuller, More personality, bold with a wonderful Nicaraguan wrapper. And finally, the Rocky Patel Sungrown. Medium in body with an Ecuadorian wrapper, Brazilian, Dominican, Nicaraguan fillers, a very balanced cigar. Become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club and get 3 cigars shipped to you in a Cigar Dave Officers Club pouch. $22.95 per month, and you get amazing cigars. Go to CigarDave.com right now, click on Officers Club, and join the Officers Club today.
Hi, I'm Rocky Patel. After 15 years of hard work, I'd like to introduce you to the Rocky Patel 15th Anniversary Cigar made at our factory in Esteli, Nicaragua. This cigar showcases a beautiful, oily Habano wrapper from Ecuador. Fillers from Esteli, Jalapa, and Condega make up a rich, complex, spicy taste with a lot of full flavor. The Decade, another one of our masterpieces. Made in Honduras, beautiful Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper with secret fillers. It received a 95 rating, one of the highest rated cigars ever in Cigar Aficionado. This medium to full body cigar is rich, complex, yet elegant and well balanced. 15 years ago, they thought we'd never make it in the business. 10 years ago, they thought we'd never last. 5 years ago, they started paying attention. Now, we're right where we belong, in your hand. So enjoy the 15th anniversary and the decade these cigars will deliver.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery. Curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In May, we're discussing how to design the perfect character and giving authors the right tools to make sure that their characters are people, not caricatures. In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing world.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Getting it straight from the horse's mouth. More of our Cigar Master Series, only on the Cigar Dave Show.
Alan Rubin of Alec Bradley Cigars, our Cigar Masters, our guest on our final segment. Alan, I want to talk about some of the great cigars in the Alec Bradley lineup. There's a ton of them. One of the interesting cigars is one you came out with, I think a year ago, year and a half, called the Alec Bradley Project 40. Very kind of clandestine type cigar.
Yeah, so there's a great story behind Project 40, and that is if you look at what Project 40 represents, what they talk about is pleasure or happiness, and they say that 50% of your happiness is genetic or hereditary, and 10% is environmental, but the other 40% you control. And so what we did there was I started thinking about all the different things that kind of bring you to this pleasure place or happy place, whether it's great food or spirits or wine or music. And I felt like cigars should be a part of that. And that was the impetus behind Project 40, was to create a cigar that everyone could enjoy, that had a price point that would not create any resistance. And people, you know, we, we packaged it, but we didn't overpackage it, and we didn't underpackage it where it didn't, you know, it wasn't representative of the line. So we made sure that all the components were exactly where we wanted it. And the cigar has done phenomenal for us. And it hit a part of our portfolio that we you know, didn't have anything there. And people have embraced it, and it's been a tremendous success for us.
Very pleasant medium-bodied cigar. One of the cigars that I think is the hidden gem in the Alec Bradley portfolio, the Max. You brought that brand back. It was kind of out of the market for a while. You totally changed it. Great packaging, Nicaraguan wrapper, Costa Rican binder, and a four-country blend. It's beautiful, medium-bodied, just a phenomenal cigar at a great price. I think that is one of the hidden gems, not only in your lineup, but in the cigar industry itself.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, you know, Max has been around. Max was our version of coming up with large ring gauges before it was even popular. We were one of the leaders in coming up with 60 ring gauge cigars many, many years ago. Now it's more of a staple in people's lineup, but it wasn't when we started. And so Max ran its course and always did very well for us, but the old packaging didn't really represent where we were going as a company. So we repackaged it. We made sure the blend was exactly where we wanted it, brought it back to market, and it's been flying ever since. So it just shows sometimes, you know, people buy visually. We understand that. And just by making a bit of a packaging change, the cigar started to kind of just hit its trajectory again. And we're excited because people like it. The people just love the cigar, and there's a lot of loyalists to the Max line.
The Alec Bradley Mundial you launched right after, I think it was Tempest and Lost Art, Prensado. Beautiful stick. Another wonderful stick that a very complex cigar, medium-bodied. It means in Latin, I believe, is time. Or is it world or worldly, isn't it? Mundial?
Yes. Yeah, Mundial is world or worldly. And, it's interesting because for that cigar for us is – it's one of those cigars where, you know, it's very elegant in its packaging, elegant in its style, and it is – I think it's a medium-plus cigar, right bordering just under full-bodied. It's just – it's a very satisfying blend, and just to hold it in your hand, it's a cigar you could be proud of. You look at it and it smokes beautifully. So, and Mundial, the only change we made there was we went from 20 count box to a 10 count box, and that was it. So we love it.
Got a minute left. Two cigars I want to hit: the Alec Bradley Connecticut and the Alec Bradley American Classic.
Okay. Well, so the Alec Bradley Connecticut is, it's not, you know, a lot of people, they associate Connecticut with something very, very mild or somewhat flavorless in some respects. And we just couldn't do that. I wouldn't put my name on a cigar that didn't represent who we are and what we do. And so we have a Connecticut. It's creamy and it's smooth, but it's got flavor. I mean, if you're looking for a beginner cigar, this is probably not it. But if you want something that's pleasurable and sweet and balanced, but it has flavor, our Connecticut, I think, is the way to go there. And then American Classic and its brother line, American Sungrown, those are cigars that we did also at a nice advantageous price point for the consumer that is just a very complete, satisfying cigars. And people like to buy them by the box because they're at a good price point. They have a lot of earthiness and a lot of flavor to them. And again, that's very representative of what our company does, is that we always talk about quantity of flavor. And so every cigar that we produce in our lineup, we talk about how to get the most quantity of flavor out of the tobaccos.
Alan, I hope to see you in the next month down at your headquarters down in Fort Lauderdale. We'll share some of the new cigars, the new Alec and Bradley Kintsugi, plus another Alec Bradley cigar as of yet to be named or yet to be released. The name is yet to be released. We'll get to that. Stay well, Alan. We will talk soon, and we appreciate you joining us on our Cigar Master Series.
Thank you for having me, Dave. It's always a pleasure to spend time with you.
Fantastic. Cigar Dave, the General, saying may your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. May your ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again, again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. Screw the Chinese Communist Party. We will talk soon.
That concludes today's live Cigar Dave Show. Stay tuned as the replay will begin momentarily. Sit back, relax, and light up a cigar.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Republicans and Democrats in the Senate are at odds over new liability protections for companies trying to reopen amid the pandemic.
Democrat Dick Durbin says new liability protections amount to little more than an invitation
for irresponsible corporations to cut corners when it comes to protecting workers as well as protecting their customers.
Republican John Thune says
there's obviously a place for lawsuits,
but only when individuals or companies engage in gross negligence or intentional misconduct.
We will not be giving a free pass to anyone who fails in their basic duties during this crisis.
Thune says companies need to know they won't be sued if they're complying with health guidelines. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
A person who attended a religious service on Mother's Day in Northern California is tested positive for the coronavirus, possibly exposing it to more than 180 members of a congregation. The church in Butte County, north of Sacramento, chose to open its doors despite rules banning gatherings of any size. States continue to cautiously ease restrictions on eateries, shops, and outdoor venues as they try to restart economies battered by weeks of shutdowns without triggering a new surge in coronavirus infections.
Restaurants can reopen in New Orleans but take reservations and limit the number of diners. Auto and horse racing tracks in New York can reopen but without spectators. While public health experts warn that the pandemic could pick up again if precautions are not taken or officials move too quickly to get people back to work, there is a clamor across the country for things to get back to normal.
Ken Lormand reporting. Meanwhile, an explosion in downtown Los Angeles injured 10 firefighters, more than 200 else on the scene trying to douse the blaze. It started in a commercial building and has since spread. The condition of the firefighters not immediately known. Firefighters were called to the scene at 6:30 Saturday night. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief, it's natural. Pain relief, it works. And pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. That's truly remarkable, to be liberated from your pain for less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
The Italian government's easing travel restrictions imposed due to the coronavirus pandemic, allowing people now to move more freely inside the region where they live, and then between nations.
Italy imposed nationwide lockdown rules in early March after it became the first country outside Asia with a major outbreak of coronavirus. But the government has gradually reopened the country as the rates of infections and deaths have fallen. Social distancing rules are being implemented in the sectors of the economy that have reopened. Now the government has given the green light to some areas of international travel. As of June 3, there'll be no quarantine requirement for people coming in from outside Italy. However, officials have not yet been specific on where Italians themselves can travel to. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. is imposing new restrictions on Chinese tech giant Huawei, limiting its ability to use American technology to produce semiconductors abroad. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Authorities in western Nevada checked for possible highway damage following a magnitude 6.5 earthquake that took place in a remote area Friday.
The U.S. Geological Service reported that the Temblor hit just east of the Sierra Nevada range. The quake was upgraded after being initially reported at 6.4 magnitude. The initial quake struck about 4.7 miles deep, and dozens of aftershocks were recorded in the next 3 hours, including two with estimated magnitudes of 4.9. There were no immediate reports of injury, but part of U.S. 95 was closed as state troopers and sheriff's deputies checked that highway and State Route 360 for possible damage. Patrick Frost reporting.
Fred Willard, the comedic actor whose improv style kept him relevant for more than 50 years in films like This Is Spinal Tap, Best in Show, and Anchorman, has died early Saturday of natural causes, according to his family. Fred Willard was 86 years old. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Where hopefully we'll be talking on a regular basis about comebacks and hotspots instead of shutdowns and shelter in place. Trey Gowdy with us today. Trey Gowdy to talk about the Michael Flynn case, what was now exposed with the Russia investigation, and where we go from here as we have a judge any day now is supposed to dismiss Michael Flynn, and then we hope to get him on a show like this to really talk about what he said to the FBI agents, what he thinks now. Also, Josh Holmes is going to be here. Josh is the former chief of staff to Senator Mitch McConnell. Man, I want to wind down what's happening politically. The Senate is not a layup for Republicans to retain. The House is not a layup for the Democrats to hold. And certainly Donald Trump, who I thought was probably going to win with re-election. I know it was going to be tough, but now he's got an uphill battle. What about the pandemic? Is it all going to be about that? And Joe Biden now has a big aide called Barack Obama. Also, we have some other things. The vice president, who has a chief of staff spokesperson, test positive for the coronavirus, and the president of the United States had a valet test positive for the coronavirus, will not quarantine, but Fauci will, as will Burks. She will, and we're going to see they're going to be effective, but they're not going to be in shoulder-to-shoulder with the president. Director Redfield of the CDC also will quarantine themselves, meaning Fauci will not go on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. So the presidential briefing will be today at 5. The vice president's going to be on a conference call with governors at 11. So before I take too much time away from you, let's get to the big three.
Now with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
China is using the exact techniques they've used to try to steal our most cutting-edge life science knowledge, to include coronavirus. Therapeutic drugs or vaccines, the medical field need to have their guard up against Chinese espionage.
And the FBI and Homeland Security is already investigating a possible impingement on our vaccine progress. Do you believe this? China, the stakes at all-time high as both sides weigh in, keeping the trade deal in place as world outrage builds and evidence mounts that they set us, they sat on information that could have saved tens of thousands of lives. And evidence is emerging. They're trying to steal our vaccine research. We're going to look at the best way forward. And what do you think?
Number two.
What they did with Mike Flynn was an absolutely classic perjury trap. It's a bad week for the Obama Justice Department because we're taking the covers off of what was some really awful conduct by prosecutors and investigators.
Yes, Chris Christie, man, he should be on Fox. Mike Flynn's future, the fallout and a look at the case. All sides weigh in with the fury, including the man who fired him in 2012, President Obama.
Number one.
So if we do this carefully, working with the governors, I don't think there's a considerable risk. I think there's a considerable risk of not reopening. You're talking about what would be permanent economic damage to the American public.
I'm with you, Mr. Secretary of Treasury, ready to roll. Why there is no choice for the country and the economy, the state of the states that have reopened and why some are not, but with PPP money just about to run out, we don't have enough time to wait, as former President Obama weighs in on the Trump team's pandemic response and the Trump predictably fires back. One thing about President Obama, he does not mention Trump's name. He just mentions the administration's efforts been pathetic. He mentions that the president, Michael Flynn's exoneration, which I think is going to be official this week, is unprecedented, which, by the way, is wrong. But he does not mention Trump's name. But he says only when he will only go at the administration when it conflicts with his values. He is going to be running basically against Donald Trump. It is not going to be Joe Biden. Biden is shocked. He's a terrible candidate, terrible campaigner. He's got a terrible team. He's got no digital operation, yet he's winning in most battleground states as the president's in the middle of this fray. I think the president's response has been uneven. Some things have been really good. Some things haven't. And I just don't know anything to compare it to. You can't compare it to Ebola in another continent. You can't compare it to the swine flu, which the chief of staff for Vice President Biden said we got extremely lucky with. I'm going to talk about opening up right now. And opening up right now, there's a lot of positive things happening in the state of the fight. For example, Alabama, a 10-person limited remove from a 10-person limit on gatherings is removed. Arizona, restaurants and coffee shops may resume dine-in services. Got distancing there. Arkansas, restaurants may reopen. Cool. In Florida, you got barbershops, hair salons, nail salons may reopen as soon as today. And they're doing this thing called Northern Florida and Central Florida is different from Southern Florida, so they have different rules. Louisiana, next announcement will be May 11th, and Maine fitness and exercise gyms open statewide. Retail stores in 12 counties open up. Now, how's it going in Georgia? Very well. Remember, even the president thought Brian Kemp was moving too fast. The Republican announced Saturday the lowest number of coronavirus hospitalizations since they started keeping track. Kemp revealed that Saturday marked the lowest number of COVID-19 patients as well on ventilators. Today marks the lowest number of positive patients currently hospitalized. This is all good stuff, and this is all encouraging, and it's all necessary. We have to get back in the game and take the risk. And if you are an extreme risk, we're going to take care of you. So states that are moving slow, Michigan. States that are moving slow, Illinois. States that are moving slow, New Jersey. Now, when I see things like Colorado, crowded bars and restaurants, that ruins it for everybody. What are you doing? Mother's Day, I get it. Going out to eat, I understand it. It's not any other year. When you go out there and your Democratic governor is pushing the envelope to get you open and stand you up and you pack a restaurant and don't wear masks and don't keep your distance, you ruin it for the rest of the country. Now, for Mississippi in particular, Tate Reeves is the governor. And he knows that opening up that state is tough, but they have no choice. Cut six.
The decision that we made, understanding that there is risk associated with it, the decision we made is that there are 45,000 Mississippians who work in either barbershops or are regulated by the Cosmetology Board. 45,000 Mississippians. We've had 200,000 Mississippians lose their job over the last 6 months, so almost a quarter of them were in those two areas, and it was because their government shut them down. We know that we have to give them an opportunity to earn a living, to provide food for their family, and the way in which to do that is to give them strict guidelines.
Yeah, and Steve Mnuchin, and they did. And if they don't adhere to it, break them up. I don't want the cops doing it. Now, if a crowded sports bar just circumvents the rules,
The cops can go in there. I just don't want them in these terrible situations. But you got to break it up and separate it because it ruins it for, as I mentioned, it ruins it for the rest of the country, not just Colorado. So for the Secretary of Treasury, under blistering attacks from Chris Wallace, just basically says, yeah, I know there's risk. And I understand how serious it is. And I know it's even hit the White House. Cut one.
So if we do this carefully, working with the governors, I don't think there's a considerable risk. Matter of fact, I think there's a considerable risk of not reopening. You're talking about what would be permanent economic damage to the American public.
Yeah, permanent economic damage. So what I'm going to do is I want to get you to weigh in because all the polls say I'm in the minority, that most of you want to take it slow. In the perfect world, I guess if you're talking about everyone's on vacation, you want a lengthened vacation or Christmas break, fine. Now what I've seen, now with 30% of the country out of work, 30 million people out of work, I should say. So when we come back, I'm going to give more time to Trey Gowdy, so I'll take a short time out. Then I'm going to go inside politics with Josh Holmes. And then I'm going to be taking your calls at 1-866-408-7669. So we'll do all that. And as we leave for break, I want to get you ready to go by listening to cut number 20. This is President Obama on a Zoom call with his alumni, at the, you know, something like a conference call with his alumni. And he was talking about policies and how to help Joe Biden. And he said this about the Michael Flynn case. And as we go to break, we'll come back. We'll pick it up where we left off. Cut 20.
The fact that there is no precedent that anybody can find for someone who's been charged with perjury just getting off scot-free. That's the kind of stuff where you begin to get worried that basic, not just institutional norms, but our basic understanding of rule of law is at risk.
Giving you everything you need to know, it's Brian Kilmeade.
I've got a snack that'll add a little kaboom to your keto diet. Or would that be keto boom? Either way, Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds have the bold flavor that outshines other low-carb snacks. And if keto's not your thing, you'll still love the high protein these rinds deliver. Flavors like Korean kimchi barbecue, honey chipotle, pineapple ancho chili, and more. Visit porkrinds.com to find your flavor boom.
Visit porkrinds.com today for your Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced. Free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-223-0950.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-223-0950.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-223-0950. 1-800-223-0950.
Protect those you care about from COVID-19 for as little as $3 a day with the FDA-registered KN95 mask, which is available for the first time to the general public. Unlike homemade or cotton masks, the KN95 is an engineered non-medical mask that is designed to keep you safe. Available for immediate shipment, healthcare, first responders, and businesses receive special discounts. The protection you need as America reopens over the coming months. Visit MidwestPPE.com. Order today.
This is Fox on Justice. With businesses struggling to survive, many store owners are struggling with their insurance companies because their claims for COVID-19 losses were denied. One legal battle involves Legal Seafood, the Boston restaurant chain. Legal Seafood's CEO says his policy covered all risks. A virus pandemic was not specifically included or excluded. Three restaurants in New Jersey are also suing. Their policies say they're covered for physical damage, but not an infection. But they argue their businesses were damaged not by the virus, but by the government's ordering them closed. In Michigan, a travel agent is suing, arguing it's entitled to compensation for all the lost travel business, while a restaurant owner who has virus coverage in her policy says they still found a way to deny her. Despite these denials, many claims are being paid, and the insurance industry says it's facing major financial difficulties. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Aaron Copland, who died in 1990, was an American composer of concert and film music who touched the heart of America and merged the classics with the truly American art form of jazz. As music trends were changing with the advent of rock and pop music in the 50s and 60s, Copland was open and excited about where music was headed.
If we thought that music should have flow, a kind of naturalness of flow, the younger people may think they should be just the opposite. It should be discontinuous. It has too much flow, and that the flow is too same-like, etc., etc. So that every possible principle that I might name to you, they can give you the very opposite idea as a possibility. I think it's more revolutionary now, and therefore more difficult for the young people to find themselves.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with stars on Fox's Celebrity Watch Party. Tyra Banks and her mom, Carolyn London, say this series really does bring a look at TV time in their house.
My mom talks too much when we watch TV.
It's not like I'm trying to interfere with your enjoyment. It's totally interfering with it.
Tyra Banks and her mom, Carolyn London, say this series really does bring a look at TV time in their house. Banks says the show is also a way to connect right now with those at home.
So many people are sitting at home watching TV by themselves. Mm-hmm. We're very fortunate that we are quarantined together. And so it's like inviting people into our house with us and saying, you know what, you may be alone, but crazy Tyra and crazy mama, we're here with you.
Among the TV viewing this week is Gordon Ramsay's 24 Hours to Hell and Back, and the movie this time around is the classic Dirty Dancing. That one may have inspired Curtis Stone to turn this into a dance party.
It's a huge favorite in my house, so that was fun. We might even recreate one of the dance moves.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
And we very carefully gone through all the documents that have been released from the House Intelligence Committee, from the Attorney General, and even some of the quotes that have been leaked by direct quotation. They were setting it up from the very beginning. I mean, they knew from the very beginning and get-go there was no collusion with the Trump campaign and with the Russians.
So what makes you think that? KT McFarland, former deputy to Michael Flynn, she was ousted, as was Flynn, and the attack on the president's team was just getting underway. With us right now is Trey Gowdy. He was there every step of the way until he decided to step out, but now he can talk freely. He's a Fox News contributor, former U.S. congressman from South Carolina. Trey, welcome back.
Hey, Brian, how are you?
Good. I mean, you knew a lot of this testimony that we now have access to, at least 53 separate interviews. So do you believe early on, and what makes you think early on that KT was right, if you do think that they knew that there was no collusion there early?
Well, Brian, I want you to analogize with the articles of impeachment. Remember, the House rushed to impeach Donald Trump, and then they sat on those impeachment articles for, what, 3 weeks? I mean, if you're an existential threat to the Republic, you wouldn't wait for 3 weeks. Now, go back a couple of years. Devin was begging Adam Schiff, give me the witnesses you want us to call. Put the people on the committee so we can begin to do the interviews. And Adam would never do it. It was, I need more time. I need more time. The purpose all along to me was to cast a cloud, a shadow over the first couple of years of President Trump's presidency, and the way you do that is by having an investigation. I mean, it can't end if it never starts. So, I mean, we had to literally start interviewing witnesses without any help at all from Adam Schiff. And, of course, when you have a willing and able ally, like the D.C. print media, they wanted this story to go on, too. So remember at the end, when we finally said, look, we spent a year and there's no evidence of collusion, then Adam said, well, here are the 25 Russian names that we haven't talked to. I mean, he read some Dostoevsky novel and came up with 25 names and said, we still got to keep going. The purpose was to create a cloud, and unfortunately, they were successful.
Did Michael Flynn make a mistake in saying that he did not, reportedly, that he did not speak to the Russians about sanctions? And if he did make the mistake, is that a crime?
Well, it depends. I mean, every factual misstatement is not is first of all, it's not a lie. I could really, really think today is Tuesday. I mean, I'm really, really wrong, but that's not a lie. There's no intent for me to deceive you. So let's just assume arguendo that he got something wrong. Brian, I mean, take out Michael Flynn's name and put your name in there. Put United States of America versus Brian Kilmeade. The FBI is coming to talk to you, even though there's no ongoing criminal investigation, and there's really no counterintelligence investigation because they have no evidence whatsoever. I mean, with all the stuff going on in this country, with all the bank robberies, the carjackings, the kidnappings, you really want the upper echelon of the FBI sitting around trying to figure out a way to catch a guy who's not under investigation for a crime or for being an agent of Russia, trying to catch him in a misrepresentation. I mean, is that really what you want the FBI doing? So you can make a misstatement to an every Sunday when an FBI agent asks me, did you enjoy the sermon? I tell a story to an FBI agent. I go to church with him. I say, ah, yeah, I did, even if I didn't. So every misstatement to an FBI agent is not a crime.
Understood. So we don't have Flynn's side of the story because we haven't heard from Flynn in 2 years. You know, we saw him get blistered by that judge who today or tomorrow at some point has got to decide to dismiss the case, we think, because there is no prosecutor, as you told us. And I was surprised that a former law professor who was once president, Barack Obama, weighed in on this. Cut 20.
The fact that there is no precedent that anybody can find for someone who's been charged with perjury, just getting off scot-free. That's the kind of stuff where you begin to get worried that basic, not just institutional norms, but our basic understanding of rule of law is...
So you have a basic understanding of the rule of law. The president says it's unprecedented. Can you put that in perspective, Trey?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, he's too smart to say something that stupid. I mean, he just is. I mean, first of all, get the charge right, professor. Get the charge right. It's not perjury. It's a false statement. It's a 1001. This is the same president that actually pardoned people for lying to the government. This is the same president who issued more commutations of sentences in one day than any person who's ever walked on the planet has done. This is the same guy. Look, Comey and McCabe, they were both under suspicion of making false statements. In fact, McCabe was under more than just a suspicion of making false statements. The same Bill Barr that said we're not going to prosecute Michael Flynn said we're not going to prosecute Jim Comey and Andy McCabe. So if President Obama is now all of a sudden interested in the rule of law, then tell Schiff to have hearings on FISA, because Michael Horowitz was an Obama guy. That's who put him in at the inspector general. He's no Republican. So he finds all of these issues with FISA. Where is the president's concern for the respect to rule of law? And here's one more. Look, I know no one in D.C. likes talking about leaks. I know that. Only me. I like talking about leaks because it's a crime. It's a 10-year felony. Michael Flynn was actually the victim of a crime. There's no lawful reason for that transcript to wind up in the Washington Post. That was a crime, whoever leaked it to the reporter. Have you heard the president say one single word about respect for the rule of law and making sure that Michael Flynn's rights as a victim have been vindicated? Have you heard one word about that? I have not.
Not word. Right. Your gut feeling. Is this about Michael Flynn and the way him and the president clashed on the Iranian deal, on what ISIS not being a JV team, on the CENTCOM intelligence being changed by the time it got to the president's daily brief? Or is this just a guy that was in the way of the president, President Trump?
I actually would pick option three. It was when you have an FBI director who actually writes his own book, has his own set of mores and ethics, and believes that he is almost a one-person arbiter of what is good and fair and right. I mean, Comey is the one that sent these agents over to the White House. It was not President Obama. That was Jim Comey that did it. Comey is the one who is incapable of admitting that he was wrong. He, not with the Hillary Clinton investigation, not with releasing the letter in the fall of 2016, not with the way he handled Russia collusion, not with the dossier. Have you ever heard Jim Comey admit that he was wrong?
Never. I can't take another second of him. I don't know how you dealt with him, nor Peter Strzok. Trey Gowdy, always an education talking to you. Thanks so much.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, more than ever, it's time for us to say thank you to America's military heroes, past and present. All month long, hear stories of courage, honor, and sacrifice from the men and women who fought on the front lines and continue to keep our country safe. Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, for a limited time, receive a free signed copy of Pete Hegseth's new book with the purchase of a one-year subscription to Fox Nation.
This is House Call for Health. No doubt about it, New York is the state hardest hit by COVID-19, with far and away the most cases and deaths. But a new report suggests New York was too slow to shut down in early March, allowing the disease to spread across the country. According to the New York Times, researchers tracked the spread based on mutations and found that New York City was home base for most of the infections in the U.S. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the problem was with the federal government's overemphasis on China.
We do the China travel ban. We're screening people from China. But meanwhile, it came through Europe. Millions of people came from Europe. And we had no idea.
A White House spokesman says President Trump did move quickly to shut down travel from Europe. One infectious disease expert described New York as Grand Central Station for this virus. For more on the coronavirus, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Since that last checker flag.
Second win of the season for Joey Logano.
It's been 2 months, 8 days, 17 hours, and 22 minutes. We've been waiting to hear those four words.
4 minutes, 3 seconds.
NASCAR is back, live
from Darlington. Sunday at 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific on Fox.
Witness the power of a bond as retired racehorses unite with America's military heroes.
You have a veteran being able to develop a special bond with a horse that is in need of developing a special bond with a veteran.
See their incredible journey to transform and heal.
It's that ultimate giving up of instincts.
Maybe me telling this story will help another fellow veteran.
Warrior Ranch, available now on Fox Nation. For a limited time, with the purchase of a one-year plan, receive a free signed copy of Pete's new book.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
He was a boy from Oklahoma who captured the hearts of Yankee fans the world over from 1951 to 1968 and helped win seven World Series titles. On March 1st, 1969, Mickey Mantle announced his retirement from baseball.
To think that the Yankees are retiring my number seven with numbers 3, 4, and 5 tops off everything that I could ever wish for. I've often wondered how a man who knew he was going to die could stand here and say that he was the luckiest man in the world. But now I think I know how Lou Gehrig felt. It's been a great honor. I'll never forget it. God bless you all, and thank you very much.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Volunteers celebrating our healthcare workers in New York City makes today's Dean's List. To honor those on the front lines, the world's longest elevated pedestrian bridge was lit up by more than 1,300 luminaries carefully placed by volunteers to spell out the words, thank you. The display of light spanned more than 200 feet, transforming the New York landmark in the Hudson Valley into an illuminated message of gratitude. The walkway over the Hudson has been deemed an essential park to keep open, and several nonprofit organizations mobilized volunteers to work on the inspiring project, placing those 1,300 illuminated bags that were marked with honor, remember, and celebrate. Prints of the photograph will be presented to places where essential workers are serving in the community, emergency rooms, grocery stores, police stations, and fire departments. Thanks to all those who took part and made our city brighter to show how much we love our healthcare workers. Janice Dean, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
You know, a few weeks ago, about a month ago, I could feel that this united purpose we all have as Americans to beat this enemy and this virus, that purpose got hijacked a bit by partisan politics. And all of a sudden, the narrative became, if you want to go to work, you're on the far right. If you don't want to go to work and you want to stay home, you're on the far left. And now even the mask wearing is getting politicized, where if you want to wear a mask, you wear a mask, you're a liberal, and if you don't, you're a conservative. And that's just not true. So this created a false divide, sort of two wars in America, an us versus them war and an us versus the virus war. And, you know, if we try to fight both of those wars, we're going to lose both of them.
Yeah, I just thought we were going to make every effort to open up the country, and if it didn't happen, it's because circumstances prevent it. But now, with the president licensing all the states to make their decision, and it being an election year, many are saying, I'll take my time. The last thing we want is a revive of the economy, and I'll prove it. If Joe Biden wins, you watch how quick these Democratic states open up in the fall. I mean, they shut down the whole Cal State college system in May. It opens up in September. I've never seen such acquiescence. I quit in May. I'm not going to give you a fall semester to thousands of students. Why? Well, we got to make sure. Well, go in there, fix the classrooms, change the massive lecture halls. Say that's not going to happen, or only seat them a third to a maximum capacity. Don't just say we're not going to be on campus. I have news for you. The kids hate the online school. There's plenty of choices. Arizona State, the Phoenix School, Liberty University has great online education. Most choose not to. They want the experience. They're going to choose to go to another university. I hope they do. That's going to try to reopen, like I know Purdue will, and I know other states will, especially if they have a college football team that wants to finance most of their university. course you can make your own decision. If you feel unsure, go online or go somewhere else. Meanwhile, this is what, before I get to the phones, some of you people are emailing me, and I appreciate it. John Joseph's writes, Brian, you sound so very frustrated with the whole COVID thing. This is so scary. The end of our country as we know it is upon us if someone doesn't stand up to the deep state. Linda says about California, Newsom has to do what Nancy Pelosi wants him to do. That's her nephew. Is that true, Pete? Is that her nephew? Gavin Newsom is Nancy Pelosi's nephew?
I didn't know that.
Could we expect anything different? Plus, Nancy Pelosi had a lot of work on her had a lot of work on her face while she stayed home. How does she get away with that? Her eyebrows were up near her scalp. Linda, I did not know that, but you are allowed to get facial work done. I don't know if you could have you can legally stop that. However, the elective surgery thing is interesting because if you have elective surgery during this time, you're pretty much going against executive orders. South Carolina, John says, thanks for the great things about South Carolina this morning. While we appreciate it, you could tone it down a little because we've got people from other parts of the country now flocking to South Carolina to escape from their horrible states they're living in now. I know. I know a lot of people that moved to South Carolina that I'm related to, and they love it. But that was before this. Now that Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina are so successful, more will come, believe me. So that's some of your emails. Let's go to your the phone. Steve is listening on WVMT. Hey, Steve, in Burlington, Vermont.
Good morning. I think Dr. Fauci has an outstanding bedside manner, and that doesn't mean his advice is any better than anyone else or that you would actually want him to operate on you. And I think he appeals to the snowflakes who need safe spaces and a calming voice. I think if he and his type were in charge of World War II, the Allies would still be sitting in London planning the D-Day invasion without any casualties, and that's the real effort that we should be looking at opening our economy.
You know, I think I don't even want to put him down. And you know, he went out of his way not to be political yesterday, and I appreciate that. But Dr. Fauci is one thing. It's, for example, if you bring in a pitching coach, don't ask him about hitting. So you have a hitting coach and a pitching coach. Fauci is the pitching coach. What you got to do, if you need offense, don't go to Fauci. I need offense. That's why I need economists, and I need Fauci's expertise to bring me through. How do I reopen Milwaukee? How do I reopen Rochester, New York? Hey, Dr. Fauci, this is some of the things we're doing. Will that stop the disease? Will that stop the virus? It won't. Okay, great. When I spray this, what are the types of material I need to spray this down? How can I quickly disinfect? When will it disinfect and actually work? Thank you. All to help me stand up the economy while using his expertise. But here's a little bit of the exchange he had. Here's a little of Dr. Fauci talking about the reopening. And a little bit of the exchange he had with Rand Paul, cut 14.
I think the one size fits all, that we're going to have a national strategy and nobody's going to go to school, is kind of ridiculous. But I think we ought to have a little bit of humility in our belief that we know what's best for the economy. And as much as I respect you, Dr. Fauci, I don't think you're the end all. I don't think you're the one person that gets to make a decision.
Cut 15.
I have never made myself out to be the end all and only voice in this. I give advice according to the best scientific evidence. You use the word we should be humble about what we don't know. And I think that falls under the fact that we don't know everything about this virus. I think we better be careful if we are not cavalier in thinking that children are completely immune to the deleterious effects.
And they also are getting, they're actually getting a lot of stress, not being in school, not seeing their friends, not seeing their grandparents. Can't diminish that. When we come back, inside the business of the pandemic.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-223-0950.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-223-0950.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-223-0950. 1-800-223-0950.
Protect those you care about from COVID-19 for as little as $3 a day with the FDA-registered KN95 mask, which is available for the first time to the general public. Unlike homemade or cotton masks, the KN95 is an engineered non-medical mask that is designed to keep you safe. Available for immediate shipment, healthcare, first responders, and businesses receive special discounts. The protection you need as America reopens over the coming months. Visit MidwestPPE.com. Order today.
I've got a snack that'll add a little kaboom to your keto diet. Or would that be keto boom? Either way, Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds have the bold flavor that outshines other low-carb snacks. And if keto's not your thing, you'll still love the high protein these rinds deliver. Flavors like Korean kimchi barbecue, honey chipotle, pineapple ancho chili, and more. Visit porkrinds.com to find your flavor boom.
Visit porkrinds.com today for your Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. It appears fans of live music will be missing out on concerts for a long time to come, which is why bands both big and small are coming up with creative ways to connect with their fans. Motley Crue have announced they will be hosting a virtual watch party with fans for their Netflix biopic, The Dirt, this Friday, May 15th. The band tweeted, watch hashtag The Dirt with the crew and special guests on Netflix this Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. Follow along with special commentary right here on Motley Crue's Twitter using the hashtag Stay Home Sweet Home. The band's plans to launch a massive summer reunion tour of North American stadiums with Def Leppard, Poison, and Joan Jett are still up in the air. So there's hoping. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. For patients in need of an organ transplant, the wait for an available organ is long, scary, and often a matter of life and death. Imagine what it's like now.
It's extremely hard to get a kidney anyway. You know, when you're on the donor list.
Herb Hefner was lucky. He received a kidney transplant from his wife in March.
The kidney issue was a life or death thing, more so than the virus.
Just as the coronavirus outbreak was taking hold across the country, Dr. David Klassen runs the United Network for Organ Sharing. He says organ transplant surgeries fell sharply in March and April. Dr. Klassen says the numbers are starting to inch back up again. Transplant surgeon Dr. Kim Althoff says one major concern is to protect the donors.
None of us really wanted to put the living donors, who are healthy people doing this for altruistic reasons, in any increased risk.
House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
As you know, on our show, we've been focusing a lot on business, the ones that are suffering especially, and the ones that have to adjust to the real world. Some can't get off the back and get an okay from their state, their county executive, their mayor, but most of all, their governor. And some are able to exist in this environment through takeout. And others understand that when they do open up fully and get their customers back full blast and school goes back, things have to change. Peter Cancro knows that, and he's already made the adjustments. He is CEO of Jersey Mike's Franchise Systems, and he has 1,700 stores in 47 separate states. Jersey Mike, or should I say Pete, welcome to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Thanks, Brian, and I give you a lot of credit for what you're doing. How do you keep up?
I can't stop. I mean, all of us are pretty much zoned in on this. I just feel like you. I feel very lucky to be able to work through this. I feel so frustrated for people who are just watching their careers go up in smoke, lose their jobs for the first time, or can't get into their restaurant or hotel to even have a shot at surviving. How have you done it?
Yeah, so right from the beginning, we were small little shops, maybe 1,000, 1,200, 1,500 square foot. So mostly takeout. We had some seating, but not that much. So for us, believe it or not, we put the tables in front of the counter, so people still kept coming in and would order, and it was about 8 feet away. Even some stores put the plastic from the ceiling to the counter, and we made the orders, and then with a tray, handed out the change with money and wiped down any register. We had pickup at the counter, at the door, and curbside pickup. So we adapted very, very quickly, and as a result, we were able to continue to give to the communities and feed, you know, I don't know, maybe we gave out like 3.5 million subs at this point. It's something crazy that all of our owners are just so committed to.
Yeah, so not only are you able to stay in business, but you're giving a lot back. What have you done to help out communities across the country?
So our mission statement as a company started in 1975 when I took over this individual store. I watched two local businessmen in small town, Point Pleasant, Jersey Shore, about an hour south of Manhattan. Bob Hoffman, Hoffman's Ice Cream, Jack Baker of the Lobster Shanty gave unconditionally to the youth, the community, first aid. So when I took over, I was a senior in high school, 17, and we said, this is what we're going to do. And giving, making a difference in someone's life is our mission statement. We call it the power of the sub sandwich. But all the owners really get it and just so proud of what they've achieved, what they've done. Out there giving to hospitals, first responders, senior citizen homes, kids programs. There was a hospital, Boca Raton Regional Medical Center. They called and we said, the owner said, well, how many people do you have? They had 1,500 people and we fed the entire hospital. So we're fortunate to be able to continue to serve, you know, through all of this.
Wow. And so people in need. How is the whole supply chain affected you? We keep hearing about the meat and pork shortages. Have you felt that at Jersey Mike's?
Sure. I mean, we're around the country with a distribution company, Sysco, out of Houston, and they are a third-party provider. But what happened, obviously, they had all the supply and all of a sudden no customers. So they were sitting there, and then the manufacturers had to stop processing. They had to kill off a lot of their animals. So chicken and turkey come back the quickest, probably 2 or 3 months. Hogs, maybe 5, 6 months after that. Cattle, beef is the longest. But so right now, yeah, we're looking up, running out of roast beef right now. But we have turkey, we have pork, we have everything else lined up. So we went to the manufacturers and started having them put additional supply, like backing it up weeks at a time and putting it on the floor. Still fresh, of course, but we kind of pushed the supply ahead of time. But there's going to be some shortages in the months to come, similar to the early 70s when there was meat shortages.
I understand. So a couple of things. How much is your business off? Have you done the math across the country, being with 1,700 stores?
Of course, yeah. So we were hit, along with everyone else at first, when the governors would announce at every state, people thought that we were shut down. They just heard, you know, everyone shuts down. They didn't realize that there were exceptions. So we were fortunate. We went on to the TV, a lot of advertising, which kind of told people that we were open for takeout, curbside delivery, and third-party delivery, which was big. In the beginning, we had maybe 85% of the sales were walk-in and takeout. Now it's about 50, and 50% is third-party delivery and order online for takeout. So it's dramatically changed.
So at least you have a fighting chance. When you talk to other restaurateurs, and whether it's fast food or formal dining, what are they telling you?
Yeah, so a lot of people at first, you know, just shut down, and I was urging pretty much every owner, friend that I knew, you've got to open up for takeout. And even though maybe you've never done that much before, some restaurant companies are achieving, you know, kind of record sales because of this takeout. So you have to adapt. You've got to get the packaging. And one of the big things we had was our technology. So we have that online order app. A lot of the things that we did from years back up until now really kind of made us ready. But there's so many people just devastated out there. What are they doing? They're out. But the payroll protection, the government came with that very quickly. I was really surprised that they were doing something like that. At first, there were some issues, but now the second tranche of money, there was a lot of people all across the country that did get that emergency funding for small business.
Did you?
Yeah, a lot of our stores did. They went after it again, small, the epitome of a small business, 1,200 square foot sub shop, and they got hit. But they went after their payroll for a year of their monthly payroll, two and a half times the average, and they would typically get around, you know, $35,000 to $50,000, unbelievable amount to help owners pay their payroll and continue to kind of, you know, do their business. At first, there was no financial, you didn't have to show any financial harm or hurt, or, and they were just giving the money. But then now, you know, you have to prove that you really need it.
How many people have been laid off in your, do you know? I know it's a franchise. You don't own all of them. You sell them.
Oh, of course we do.
How many?
No, so
but
our business, we've been very, very fortunate. We have not laid off anyone in the company. We have about 200 people in corporate down the Jersey Shore, and the 1,700 stores, again, you know, it was only a few that wanted to opt out because they felt, you know, scared at first. But all of those people are back because of the things that we did, the initiatives in the store for safety. So we did not have to lay off anybody. Matter of fact, we're looking for additional people, like similar to like Domino's is looking for additional people.
Excellent. So go to Jersey Mike's. You're looking for a job. Fantastic. We're talking to Peter Cancro, who is the CEO of Jersey Mike's, who at 17 convinced his football coach, who's a banker, to give him a loan to back him to buy a sub shop. And it's now become this unbelievable success story. You also have a scholarship program for that. Tell me what you did in your coach's name.
Yeah, so we went around the country October, November, and December, and we're kind of unlike most franchise companies. We have a new look coming in all our restaurants, a little bit more contemporary, a little bit more upscale. And we announced to all the owners across the country, if we're going to talk about putting ourselves first, I mean, putting others first before ourselves, giving and pulling people along as our leadership tactic. I said, we've got this. So we're anteing up. I think we're the first franchise company in history. We're paying for all of the retrofits of all the stores. And then with that, I said, now that the owners are happy, I said, all the crews, the assistant managers, the managers that were there, I announced the Rod Smith Sponsorship Award. That's the name of my coach that on a Sunday night I went over and I said, hey, coach, this is what I'm doing. And he said, you know, I think we can do something, and he did. And we still talk today, and it was just an incredible time, 1975, so 45 years ago. So overnight success, I like to say. But we are now getting managers, key people that have worked in the business, that know management, that know training, and we are sponsoring them to get into their own store. The first are Hayden and Holly up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we're looking for a location now, but we feel we'll do as many as 25 this year and hopefully up to 50. We'd like to do 100 a year. They get an opportunity like I did.
Yeah. And who would think that Jersey Mike's has a future in Wisconsin and everywhere else across the country, but we do. And Peter, let me ask you this. Let's look big picture for a second. I'm under the belief that people who are entrepreneurial like yourself want a shot of adjusting to the environment, and the environment's horrific. It's a pandemic. Okay, put up plexiglass. Let's separate the seats. Let's change how we serve. Whatever it is, I sense that you'll make the adjustment. Don't other restaurateurs have that same mindset? And don't you wish the mayors and governors would give them the chance instead of a blanket, you're shut down?
I think at this point, everyone gets it, even the mayors and governors. I mean, it's going to be a week or two. But come on, everybody gets it. They're wearing the mask. They have the distance. They bring their Clorox wipes, and they don't touch any handles or surfaces. We're disinfecting the restaurants. Everyone will be back in, and yes, the seating will be pushed out or, you know, again, moved, and it will be okay. Like I've said to anyone, you go to the grocery store to get groceries, you can go into our restaurants and, you know, start opening up. Everyone is very cognizant of what's going on, and I think they will behave accordingly. So, and also you have somebody on the floor policing it. So we feel, you know, it's going to work and it's going to come back very strongly, but obviously different, you know, with our feet on the floor, spacing people apart 6 to 8 feet. We order the sandwich or in the restaurant, you're spaced out. In the old days when I used to go to dinner, I remember the tables were spaced out. They were never on top of each other. So we're just going to have to space it a little bit. Absolutely, the timing is now.
Right. All right, Peter Cancro, thanks so much. Congratulations on your incredible success and all you're doing to give back in this difficult time for the country, the CEO of Jersey Mike's. Peter, thanks so much for your real-life story. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text message. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking NuGenix makes a huge difference for me.
NuGenix? That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Herb Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. NuGenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. NuGenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah,
and
all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEATS to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. NuGenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEATS to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEATS to 42424.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just sheer stupidity.
We had a good deploy, and Sunfield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Tropical storm Arthur has formed off the coast of Florida, making it the sixth straight year for a named storm to develop before the official June 1st start of the Atlantic hurricane season. A tropical storm warning has been issued for parts of North Carolina's coast from north of Surf City to Duck, including Pamlico and Albemarle Sounds. Expect a drop between 1 and 2 inches of rain Sunday night and Monday into coastal the northern Carolina area. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan's requesting documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo regarding Hunter Biden's Ukrainian energy giant, Burisma.
GOP Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, joined his colleagues in the Senate Thursday in their push forward with probes regarding the Obama administration. Jordan, who was one of President Trump's staunchest defenders during the House impeachment hearings, requested unredacted documents from the State Department on Thursday regarding former Vice President Joe Biden's son Hunter Biden's role in Burisma Holdings, a notoriously corrupt Ukrainian state-run oil company. Jordan says the documents will be relevant in the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election and the recent dropping of charges against General Michael Flynn by the Justice Department. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump Friday fired the State Department's Inspector General, Steve Linick.
Linick's dismissal becomes effective in 30 days. He was appointed in 2013. His office was critical of alleged political bias in the department's personnel management. Democrats in Congress are already expressing accusations of retaliation. Elliot Engel, the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, is suggesting Linick was fired in retaliation for opening an unspecified investigation into Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Linick will be replaced by Stephen Ackard, an associate of Vice President Pence's, who's a career Foreign Service officer, confirmed last September to serve as the Director of Foreign Missions. George Bonzani reporting.
More at townhall.com.
relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. I've come from the doctor's clinic this morning, 28 staples out of my knee, and I am not taking painkillers. Why? Because I don't need to. I'm taking Relief Factor. Yes, it's a triple dose, but it doesn't have any negative side effects, and I am doing just fine, thank you very much. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com, and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. That's truly remarkable. To be liberated from your pain for less than $1 a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Go right now. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. This is your opportunity to be the next success story.
The quiet brought by the coronavirus pandemic is causing Venetians to rethink their city.
The pandemic has ground to a halt Italy's most visited city, stopping the flow of well over $3 billion in annual tourism-related revenue and devastated the city's economy. Now many residents hope the crisis has also provided an opportunity to build back a more sustainable tourism industry and attract more full-time residents. The canal city that inspired Canaletto and Turner is now a blank canvas, ready to be reimagined. Visions include tax breaks to bring back traditional manufacturing and restoring ways of Venetian life, like the standing rowboats used for centuries by residents. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Guests on the Sunday news shows includes White House trade advisor Peter Navarro in NBC's Meet the Press and Dr. Tom Frieden, a former director for the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, on Fox News Sunday. Breaking news and analysis at Town Hall. The Federal Reserve said Friday parts of the U.S. financial system came under severe strain in March as a global pandemic was shutting down much of the economy.
It said quick action by the central bank helped alleviate many of the stresses, but cautioned that further shocks to the financial system could occur depending on the course of the virus and the amount of damage it does to the U.S. economy. The Fed's assessment of the virus's impact on the financial system came at a twice-a-year financial stability report that the central bank issues to assess vulnerabilities in the financial system. Patrick Foss reporting.
NFL teams can begin reopening their facilities Tuesday if state and local governments allow it. Commissioner Roger Goodell issued a memo to all 32 teams stressing that they must be in compliance with any additional public health requirements in their jurisdiction and have implemented all the protocols developed by the league's medical officer. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. Premi is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager. NMLS number 1067640. PRMI NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for an additional source of income, this is the answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your mortgage payment. Another benefit, extend the life of your existing retirement cash. A reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, but when you call Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage, Rich can counsel you to see if this is a fit for you. If it fits, then life just got easier for you. You see, Rich Pinnell and Primary Residential Mortgage specialize in reverse mortgages. Rich's experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call Primary Residential Mortgage. They're happy to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com. That's rich, the number 4, reverses.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
A street evangelist reading the Bible and preaching on a public sidewalk outside a Planned Parenthood abortion clinic in Iowa City, Iowa, was arrested. Free speech and religious liberty are not crimes. Join PGI in prayer for a successful outcome of this important case.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at PGI.org.
Getting out of the shower, big day. The economy not good, but as expected, about 3 million more have lost their jobs. Unemployment expected to peak out at 25%. It's now at 17%. The President of the United States going over to Pennsylvania to check out this plant that's doing a lot of PPE, goings-on, and they're having success. But I'll tell you, a lot of these states are really battling their governors because they're opening up too slow, and they're doing a one-size-fits-all. Also, a whistleblower will be in front of the House committee today. His name is Dr. Rick Wright. Rick Bright, he says he knew everything before it happened. So we'll look forward to the latest person to be inside the Trump, the White House, or serving at the CDC, and then turn at him. What else is new? Meanwhile, the President of the United States is trailing Joe Biden nationally, but he got some good news. On every battleground state in this poll, which was co-done by CNN, he is beating Joe Biden. Sound familiar? Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three. This is not any wish list that is not related to the coronavirus and to this time frame. It isn't about politics. It's about humanity. This isn't time for a pause.
Oh, yeah, there's Nancy Pelosi all over the place. Rescue bill number four. Is it more about a political agenda, or is there truly a need for a lifesaver?
Number two.
Do you think your critics want you to keep it closed going into the election?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think it's a political thing in addition. It was up to some people. Let's keep it closed for a long time.
That is the President of the United States. I've been pointing this out for a while. State by state, the president is now involved in Pennsylvania's rebellion. Around the nation, California, New Jersey, Wisconsin, Hawaii, many residents are getting restless, and they want their own fate in their own hands. As it's estimated, 100,000 small businesses have already collapsed. So we have to find out if there's a way forward.
Number one.
And I think this is astonishing. Vice President Biden, all of President Obama's inner circle, individually were requesting the unmasking of a political opponent. This is a smoking gun if there ever was one.
There you go, Senator Rand Paul. He is fired up. Unmasking mystery. Why would nearly 50 Obamaites seek to unmask one man, Mike Flynn? And why is Joe Biden's name on the list? Speaking of Flynn, his case took a nasty turn and a befuddling turn as well on Wednesday.
And now, the Brian Kilmeade Show welcomes back Mr. Sunday, the receptive voice, the king, author of the new book, Countdown 19.
The slogan, the receptive voice, is the most idiotic slogan I've ever heard.
Is it because you do not qualify as receptive?
Here it is. In this instance, the voice is a person, meaning Brian Kilmeade. And Brian Kilmeade, the voice, is willing and accepting suggestions and ideas. But we can change it for you, Mr. Wallace. No problem. America's non-receptive person.
You do not qualify as receptive.
All that and so much more.
You have misplayed this so badly because okay. We had a wonderful little thing going here.
Yep.
Chris Wallace.
That is a new.
There you go, Chris.
Even in these hard times, that is a new, I will say, very snarky, very unpleasant, totally misleading, but it is a new intro, and I applaud that.
You applaud new. That's all you'll give me credit for, or Frank and Eric credit for, right?
Yes. And incidentally, they didn't get a chance to say the author of the new book, Countdown 1940. You know, I'm going to tell you a little story today. I'm sure this happened to you, but with your which was your first book, George Washington?
The very first was The Games Do Count, then It's How You Play the Game,
right.
My first history book, George Washington Secret Six.
Okay.
And so, I was the power player for that one. I was the power player
in
the show.
Yes, and I'm glad you remember that. You came down to Washington. We did a whole interview with you. We gave you 3 minutes of plugola time. In any case, there's a box arrives yesterday, and you have to understand, I mean, we're disinfecting the box. We open it up, and there are the first hard copies of Countdown 1945. Now, tell your listeners how exciting it is when you open it up. You've seen galleys. You've seen, you know, things online. When you actually get the real book with the glossy cover and all of that in your hands, how exciting is that?
It's very exciting, and what I think is key is they put the bubble wrap in, the big bubbles, not the foam. Was it in the foam? Because the foam gets annoying. You take the book out, and then the little foam pieces go everywhere. But did you get the bubble wrap?
I don't think we got anything. No, it was just a bunch of books in a box. Why do you need foam? It's a book. It's not a piece of china.
Well, I'm just saying. I usually get like one that comes in at a time. You got a whole box. That's great.
It's exciting, right?
Your picture on the cover?
No, I'm not like you. I'm not an egomaniac. The picture is in the back flap. And I have to say, the picture, which was really quite good, it doesn't look so great in here. It looks a little muddled. I don't think I does do justice to the receptive voice.
Well, a lot of times the best authors are blurry on the inside flap. So maybe the blurry Chris
Wallace.
Well, I'm
gonna qualify.
Well, it's exciting. And as we get closer, hopefully the pandemic, more and more states will be able to stand up. Listen, what the president said, I've been detecting, Chris. I know you don't want to jump into something this controversial at this point in your career. You just want to finish out and don't want to cause any ripples. But I see a lot of these blue states taking their time, and I can't think in the back of my mind, are they actually doing this to make sure it's President Biden, not President Trump in November? And I'm thinking about Tom Wolf in Pennsylvania. I'm thinking about what's happening in Michigan. I'm even thinking about what's happening in Hawaii. In Hawaii, the most laid-back state in the union, they are good. They're ready to, they're beside themselves after being harnessed like this. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that's a little bit of both. I mean, let's be honest. The states that have been hardest hit tend to be states on the coast, California and Washington on the West Coast, New York, New Jersey,
True.
On the East Coast. So, I mean, you know, it's you know, they literally do have been the hardest hit. And they tend to be the states that have the most density of people in them, the highest density. So, I mean, the problem does affect them more. Do I think there is any politics involved and that Democrats want to see I'm not saying the most of them, or I'm not saying that's what's driving Governor Cuomo, whatever. But do I think some Democrats would like to see this continue on for a while? And hurt Trump? Sure. Do I think some people want us, you know, are pushing to go back sooner to help Trump? Yes. I mean, and the sad thing is, it's wrong on both sides. We need to, you know, I mean, we need to be doing the very best that not just the scientists, so that's certainly part of it, but, you know, also the economists and you see these things in Wisconsin where the state Supreme Court overruled the governor, and now suddenly there's no stay-at-home order, any controls at all, and in a bunch
Fantastic.
Of places the bars filled up. That can't be the right way for things to operate. You just wish people would...
No, it's... But, Chris, I'm going to stop you there. If that bar owner has not put restrictions in their restaurant, that's his or her fault. And that's a problem. And if I go in there, I look around and go, I love this place, but clearly they're not reflecting the times. I'm walking out. And the same thing with my gym.
You are.
But I want the opportunity to
see.
Go ahead.
Did you see the video of people in that bar? Say, no masking, no social distancing side by side. And then who knows, somebody leaves there and then they go someplace else. Look, I agree. You can't shut down the country. And there is, you know, it's not like there's no price to 36, 7 million people being unemployed. I fully understand that. But, you know, we got to find a way to do it sensibly and punching each other. And I saw somebody at a Target got knocked down by somebody who refused to wear a mask and his arm got broken. You know, there was video of that yesterday on Fox, and I'm thinking, this is crazy.
In a supermarket. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the security. They went up and said, guys, you got to put a mask on. And they end up in a fight. And that's an issue. But those are aberrations. There's 100,000 businesses out of business. And fundamentally, you can't tell me I can't play tennis, but I can play golf. You can't tell me I can go to Target, but I can't run my car wash. You can't tell me I can't run my sports store, but I can run a CVS. We know the difference. We're adults. We've been through the schooling. We watch the shows. All channels been covering it. You have to give America a chance. And I'm going to point to South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. And you could say that they're Republicans, I guess. But I look at Colorado. Colorado's a Democratic governor. He would not hear of politics. He cares too much about the people who put him in office.
He opened
it up.
I understand that. This is really complicated. And what's terrible is the last thing that should be involved here is politics. I completely agree with you about Georgia. I thought when Kemp, I'm going to be open and honest here, when Kemp opened up as early as he did, and look, remember, it wasn't just me that was critical of him. President Trump was critical of him and really called him out. in the White House briefing room, and it appears that the cases are going down. There hasn't been a huge spike, so whether that's luck, whether he saw something that people, the know-it-alls in Washington and New York didn't see, I don't know, but it's, you can't argue with success.
Yeah, so I'm going to be talking about that also in Illinois and Pennsylvania. These county executives are rising up against their governors. The president's going into Pennsylvania will fuel the flame, and in Michigan and Pennsylvania might decide the next election, and it might be on freedom instead of taxes and green energy. It's going to be fascinating to watch. I want to make sure, before I switch gears, I want you to you have guests. I don't want to be rushed at the end. Who are your guests this weekend?
Well, we two things we know. We're not, but we hope we're going to get a public health expert from the White House. Last week we had Steven Mnuchin, the Treasury Secretary on the economy. Yep. This week I thought, let's get an independent voice. So we're going to have a fellow named Mohammed El Arian, who used to be the head of PIMCO, one of the largest investment funds, trillions of dollars, an independent voice. And let's hear what he has to say about the economy and the damage that's going to come. I will tell you, a lot of people say that this talk, and you could argue that maybe it's because of the prolonged shutdown, a lot of this talk about a sharp V-shaped recovery, it's going to be a lot slower and tougher than that. And actually, we had word from Jay Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve yesterday, who said the same thing. And now the stock market is crashing. And so thank you, Mr. Powell.
I know. Just, for example, when Anthony Fauci started talking, it dropped 300 points the other day. But I'm confident that we're going to have a big second half of the year, and so a lot of people smarter than me, and there's only two or three. So, Chris, let's go on over and talk about the unmasking. In terms of unmasking, I know fully cognizant of the fact that it is not unconstitutional and it is not illegal. But, man, fundamentally, are you disturbed about the number of people who petitioned and got the ability to unmask Michael Flynn? 7 requests from Samantha Power, 4 requests from the U.S. ambassador to Italy, a request from Comey, 3 from James Clapper from December on. The first one was November 30th. This is, well, I would want to lead the witness. Your thoughts?
Well, first of all, they weren't unmasking Flynn. What they're unmasking is that there's an intelligence report or there's a surveillance of a phone call, and it says American number one. If they knew who it was, they wouldn't be unmasking. They don't know who it is, so they say, hey, who was that American number one that's in your intel report? And, it turns out it's Flynn. So that's point one. Number two, I don't have any problem. I mean, obviously there are some people, and I certainly am interested. I separate Joe Biden from all of these people. Joe Biden's running for president. Anything he does is fair game is in terms of inquiry. I do want to know why Joe Biden was trying to unmask or was unmasking America number one, who turned out to be Michael Flynn, in January 12th, 8 days before the inauguration. I wonder about, and I want to know about that. But in the 2 points I would make real quickly. One, if America number one is talking to the Russian ambassador the day after Obama, and I think really delayed and should have done it much sooner, has sanctions against the Russians for interfering in the election. If you're the head of the director of national intelligence or the head of the CIA, Brennan or Clapper, wouldn't you want to know who America number one is? And the only other point I would make is a number of these things happened before the phone call with Kislyak, the Russian ambassador. We're in early December, as you point out. If you're going to be transparent about who unmasked, what did they want to unmask? What was the intel report that they wanted to see? I'd like to know what it was they were concerned about.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, I would like to know, too, is there a form for this? I mean, my goodness, the ambassador to Italy is trying to find out what's going on with a Trump administration official talking to Kislyak? I mean, is this the Wild West of intelligence? Of course it's going to end up in the Washington Post, which is a felony.
Well, now that's different. The unmasking is perfectly legitimate. And you know how many times in the Trump administration, how many requests for unmasking there were in 2018, just has come out? 16,000. So, I mean, it does go on a lot. And unmasking is okay. Leaking, and whoever did that should be put in jail. That's a crime. So, if Joe Biden did it, if Samantha Powers did it, whoever did it should go to jail. But unmasking just by itself, I think I'm not as convinced.
Chris, I believe that this story is a moving target. I think it's might be your lead come Sunday, but ultimately you have to make those decisions on your own. I can't be getting your call Sunday morning asking those questions every day. What should I lead with? So that's going to be your decision.
I just want to say, so right now, as we sit here on Thursday morning, you're saying lead with Flynn.
No. If this story moves, I think it should be your second story right now, but I think it's going to move by Sunday, and I have to move to break. And I got you plugged in, and I didn't rush it, so I don't feel guilty. Chris, thanks so much, and look forward to your book coming out.
Jimmy Johnson, NASCAR is coming out, so we're going to have Jimmy Johnson on the show on Sunday as well. First NASCAR race, Sunday afternoon.
Nice. Back in a moment.
In uncertain times, you can be certain of this. The Salvation Army is serving those most in need with help and hope. Thanks to your donations, the Salvation Army is helping those affected by COVID-19, those who've lost wages, who have no home to retreat to, who need food, help with utilities, and most of all, hope. To see how you can continue to make a difference, visit givewestwood.org, givewestwood.org.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free.
Call 1-800-223-0950.
Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no strings attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-223-0950.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-223-0950. 1-800-223-0950.
Protect those you care about from COVID-19 for as little as $3 a day with the FDA-registered KN95 mask, which is available for the first time to the general public. Unlike homemade or cotton masks, the KN95 is an engineered non-medical mask that is designed to keep you safe. Available for immediate shipment, healthcare, first responders, and businesses receive special discounts. The protection you need as America reopens over the coming months. Visit MidwestPPE.com. Order today.
This is Fox on Justice. If your state is lifting stay-at-home rules, you may be eager to get out there, do a little shopping, hit the gym, maybe the beauty salon, go to a restaurant. But what happens if you then become infected with the coronavirus? Or what if you work at one of those places and get sick? A lot of returning businesses are worried about lawsuits. Mark Lambert is a personal injury lawyer in Arizona.
I've already seen over the last month or so a pretty significant uptick in calls.
Some lawyers may see this as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to win big settlements and fees. And that's why many members of Congress are pushing for protections from legal liability for business owners. Legal experts are divided. Some say an epidemic of lawsuits can wreck the economy, much as the virus did. But others say there need to be protections for customers and workers so that when the doors to a business reopen, it's safe to go inside. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Many people think of Christianity as a Western religion of Europe and America. But, says theologian Abdu Murray, Jesus himself lived and breathed the culture of the Middle East, and that should help us understand him better.
We will get a fresh perspective, and the Bible will come alive to us when we recapture the Easternness of Jesus, but also the transcendent nature of his teaching.
Murray has co-written a book with internationally known Christian Ravi Zacharias called Seeing Jesus from the East, taking a fresh look at the cornerstone of Christianity from the culture around him to fully understand understand his teachings. For instance, Murray says the Middle East is primarily what's called an honor-shame culture, where the community's needs take priority over the individual, where the West tends to value the individual above the community. But Murray says Jesus combines both East and West.
Jesus masterfully values the individual, sort of speaking to that Western ethic, and he values the collective, speaking to that Eastern ethic, and he does it at the same time.
To hear more, go to Lighthouse Faith Podcast at foxnews.com. For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1977. Criminal Gary Gilmore.
I simply accepted a sentence that was given to me. I've accepted sentences all my life.
By an affirmative vote of a majority of the members of the Board of Pardons of the state of Utah, the death sentence imposed on Gary Gilmore will not be commuted or lessened.
I let the American people down, and I have to carry that burden with me for the rest of my life.
The Sam did it for me. He's used to it. He made me go out there and do it. I did it for him, for blood.
In this hour of sorrow of both Tennesseans, the nation, and indeed around the world, the sadness reflects the talent of one of the greatest talents that this country has ever produced, or maybe this world has ever produced.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This is amazing to me. What alternative universe do they live in? Spending their time on discredited conspiracy theories against Obama, against Biden, instead of dealing with the greatest crisis we've had in America in decades and decades and decades. Absurd, often Russian-generated conspiracy theories against their political enemies.
Senator Schumer saying the pandemic is number one. Absolutely. But to think a guy that was part of a process that delayed America and distracted America for 2.5 years suddenly is upset once we start getting answers to our questions of what was going on with Michael Flynn, who was listening in on their phone calls, what about this master plot that ended up taking down Sessions and recusing himself, taking down Flynn, Papadopoulos, Carter Page's life, Paul Manafort, and then revealing that there was no conspiracy between Russia and the Trump team, which is now the Trump administration. But when you get facts out, that Clapper three times requested unmasking, that Comey and Dennis McDonough did it too, that four times the U.S. ambassador to Italy did too. Oh, isn't that where MIFSID's from? MIFSID, that was able to befriend George Papadopoulos in a phony way and try to get information out of him unsuccessfully. And this guy named Joe Biden did the same thing on the 17th of January, 2 weeks before, or 1 week before he called it quits as vice president. I think that's necessary. When we come back, I'll talk to Adam Kinzinger about that, and Illinois, where they're turning on their governor. It's Brian Kilmeade Show.
America's four-legged heroes. Hear the stories of the canine soldiers who protect our military and fight for our country and freedom.
That dog had just saved my life and the ones who are behind me.
A dog for a soldier is probably the closest you'll get to a link to home. Trust your dog. Your dog will get you through. Your dog will save lives.
Watch Hero Dogs. Available now, only on Fox Nation. For a limited time, with the purchase of a one-year plan, receive a free signed copy of Pete's new book.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest
when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America Together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, more than ever, it's time for us to say thank you to America's military heroes, past and present. All month long, hear stories of courage, honor, and sacrifice from the men and women who fought on the front lines and continue to keep our country safe. Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, for a limited time, receive a free signed copy of Pete Hegseth's new book with the purchase of a one-year subscription to Fox Nation.
Since that last checkered flag.
Second win of the season for Joe Logano.
It's been 2 months, 8 days, 17 hours, and 22 minutes. We've been waiting to hear those four words.
4 minutes, 3.
NASCAR is back, live from Darlington, Sunday at 3:30 Eastern, 12:30 Pacific on Fox.
America's four-legged heroes. Hear the stories of the canine soldiers who protect our military and fight for our country and freedom.
That dog had just saved my life and the ones who were behind me.
A dog for a soldier is probably the closest you'll get to a link to home. Trust your dog. Your dog will get you through. Your dog will save lives.
Watch Hero Dogs. Available now, only on Fox Nation. For a limited time, with the purchase of a one-year plan, receive a free signed copy of Pete's new book.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In August of 1970, New York attorney Bella Abzug, one of the most outspoken leaders in the growing women's movement, gave testimony on the Equal Rights Amendment.
We felt this transcendent joy, for woman's life has been imminent. As Simone de Beauvoir said, it has never been completely human because so few of us have had this great experience that all of us have had tonight of creating in history, of taking the torch from those great women who won us the vote 50 years ago and carrying that torch high so that it will shine on the lives not only of our daughters, but shines in our own faces in self-affirmation.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
An anonymous donor that gave $1 million to hospital employees makes today's Dean's List. The donation was made to the Dignity Health Dominican Hospital in Santa Cruz, California. And although the donor opted to remain anonymous, they did include a note with their financial gift saying, "Thank you for standing up and staying up to care for our community. This human kindness is what makes you heroic." The donation will be distributed among each and every one of the hospital staffers who have worked at the facility for at least 1 year, from the security guards and lab technicians to the janitors and the mailroom workers. Full-time employees will be receiving an $800 bonus check, while part-time employees will be receiving $600 bonuses. Staffers are rejoicing over this gift after spending months of tirelessly combating the coronavirus outbreak. Thank you to the generous donor for helping those to help keep our hospitals running. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
He'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Well, I don't think any governor has the authority to restrict anyone unless there's a direct relationship to combating this virus. And if you look around the country, clearly there have been examples of really draconian, arbitrary restrictions that have nothing to do with public health. Like, you can't plant a seed in your front yard, in your garden. You can't right. walk around the neighborhood with your daughter or something like that. So some of this stuff, I think, is devolved into social control. You need to be able to act. There's certain things that need to be done, but you're not a dictator. Right. You don't have unlimited authority, and people do have rights.
And that's true. You know, they're not a dictator. Will someone tell the governor of Michigan that, the governor of Illinois that? Perhaps the governor of New York, we're about to find out as he begins to lift restrictions as of tomorrow, Governor Cuomo. But you have, I understand, he put up about 10 benchmarks for New York to reopen or different regions. He's opened up about 4 of them now. And I think Manhattan has got 7 out of 10. Long Island's done. So why be punitive at this point? And the same similar thing in Illinois, where you have a governor who just seems way out of touch and in no rush to open things up. And that's why so many people are sounding off, especially in Illinois. Believe it or not, they're even going crazy in Hawaii. They could face civil unrest and rioting if they don't start reopening quicker. That according to reports there. So joining us now is a congressman from Illinois on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He's a common guest on the show, where Illinois has experienced 84,000 cases confirmed, 3,792 deaths. Congressman, welcome back.
Hey, thanks. Good to be with you.
Now, how's Governor Pritzker doing in terms of reopening your state?
Well, look, I talked to the governor, this was a couple weeks ago, and I had said to him, you need to regionalize this. And he said, well, that's a good point. And then the next day, he amended his executive order to regionalize it, but it's still bad, right? For instance, I live in Grundy County, and that's a little rural county, and it's in the Chicago zone. The metrics to open up are almost too hard to achieve. And it's time to loosen this up. Here's the thing, Brian, is, you know, I don't know when this became from flatten the curve to find the cure. And flattening the curve, the American people did amazingly, 15 days, then 30 days. We stayed in. We didn't move. And now all of a sudden, as we've done what we've done to maintain hospital capacity, which is what this all was about, you now have, for some reason in some of these governors on the left, it's become more about proving they can. And it's time to loosen up. The American people have said they're done with this lockdown. So unless you're going to arrest everybody that steps out in their front yard like they do in communist China, it's better to actually have a process in place to open businesses. And you know what? If you're a Republican or anybody, honestly, but wear a mask when you go out and you're around a bunch of people. There's nothing wrong with it. I wore a mask in Iraq. There's nothing wrong with it. Wear a mask. But that's how we're going to get back to, to slowing the spread while having a real life.
Absolutely. I mean, why is Florida and Georgia and South Carolina able to do it? Yeah, they weren't hit as hard as New York, but we're on the same track. It is decreasing across the country. And the whole thing is, they say 25 million more people are out. But the question is, where can they go? You know, there's another number, 100,000. 100,000 small businesses have closed forever. How many unnecessarily? And if we have that PPP stuff, and you got those loans, they're about running out. If you extend this stay-at-home measure, you have wasted the PPP money. You should have killed us in March rather than extend the debt until May.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And that's where, you know, that's where this moment is like, again, we've done what needed to be done. We had this massive surge of virus. We know more about the virus now, so we locked down. But now it's time, instead of just making it, as some of my friends on the other side of the aisle have done, about proving that they can or saying that we're not science-based. No, we're totally science-based, and the science says that right now we're not going to have a vaccine for this for maybe a year. It also says if you wear a mask, you reduce spread. And it also says if you're outside, you're much less likely to spread it than inside. And so it would make sense to say, let's start to loosen some things up because, you know, also science-based is the fact, if you ever read the book Freakonomics, you know that people die as a result of things like, you know, suicides, like depression. If you think about that kind of stuff, the toll on this could end up being greater.
Absolutely. So in Illinois, we understand at least one county executive is defying the governor, and it's in Madison County, and he says right outside St. Louis, he's running in defiance of J.B. Pritzker's stay-at-home, and he's ordering everything opened. And he's going to do that. So in Pennsylvania, when they did that in 20 counties, he says, I'm going to take liquor licenses away and prevent you from getting federal funding. You have basically a civil war in Pennsylvania. Is that where Illinois is going to be heading?
Well, I certainly hope not. The governor did in a press conference say something like he would consider withholding federal funds from counties that don't do it. Like, he can't do that. And if there is a way in the federal government, we need to fix that. You cannot use federal government money as a weapon in the state. And so I have continued to try to be calm about this, work with the governor in every way, because, you know, people's lives are at stake, people's livelihood are at stake. But I think every governor that is maintaining a lockdown beyond necessary needs to realize that this is not communist China. The American people are patient only to a point, and we have freedoms that we respect in the Constitution.
Right. I want you to hear the voice of a business owner. He owns Atlas Gym in New Jersey, and he's had it. He's opening up. Cut 30. His name is Ian Smith. Cut 38.
Our actions on Monday are going to be grounded in the ideals of civil disobedience. What we intend to showcase is that we reject the premise of essential versus non-essential businesses. Anything that Walmart can do with hundreds, if not thousands, of people passing through the stores every day, touching everything in sight,
exactly.
A small business, whether it be a restaurant, a gym, a hair salon, or anything else, can replicate those things, and we can go above and beyond.
And he's had it with his governor. He's moving too slow. He's waiting two more weeks. These gyms don't have two more weeks, Adam. I talk to them all the time. They don't have it. They can't charge members. They got rent. The landlords are on pause, but they're not on I forgive. The banks want their money. The landlords want their money. And the gyms are told, hold on, it's not safe. When they've roped off their treadmills, they've went off with the ellipticals. They're walking around. They have hired additional people with gloves and spray bottles. They're ready to go. And it's un-American what's happening right now.
Well, and I can tell you, Brian, I'm a gym rat myself, as you are. And when I go out and run now, I mean, literally, I'm running half of the distance I ever did, and I'm wheezing. And, I haven't been able to lift a weight in 3 months. And I'll tell you, my health has declined. You know, I'm still in good shape, thankfully. I'm young. You know, I'd been in good shape going into it. But if you think about what's happening to people like us that can't get to a gym, think of what's happening to people that significantly need a gym. And you think about the impact that has on their life. So I'm in contact with my gym owner. And he just says, look, we are ready to implement, you know, all the sanitation things. We can even have it to where we limit the number of people in the gym. So maybe you have to sign on the internet, you know, to get a slot. But to keep them just closed, it has a real health impact on everybody.
Yeah, I want to pivot. It's got to change, and I hope next time we talk, we're talking about opening up safely. I'm not saying there's no hot spots, but life is full of danger and challenges. This is just another one of them. But staying at home is a recipe for losing everything. And if you're lucky enough to have unemployment that's more supplanting your income, just know you're a minority. Because most people are watching their lives slam into a brick wall financially, even though sometimes, you know, you relish time with your family that you never thought you were going to get. I get it. But not at the risk of financial ruin. And I cannot believe in California. Right. But in California, they've given up on the Cal State college system. They're giving up on in September. They're not going to have college in on-campus classrooms. Governor DeSantis just said in Florida that's inexcusable. He won't allow it. Why is it what's good for Florida, what's good for California is not good for Florida? Have you ever heard, is that the American attitude? In May, you give up until September? There's not going to be any innovation. There's no system to get people back on campus who are not vulnerable to overtly vulnerable to this virus. It's incredible, the acquiescence.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, look, we're the Republican Party. We're the party that appreciates a life significantly from, you know, the moment of conception until natural death. And that's why it's important we do everything we can to put people in a position to protect their life, no matter what comorbidities they have. But the Democratic Party, I think, has, you know, to an extent, this has become a referendum on President Trump in terms of whether they open or not. They're, in some cases, not reopening states or even having a process to reopen as a way to push back and say that, you know, we're science-based and the other side is emotion-based. We're not emotion-based. I mean, Republicans were all on board with this for, you know, 30 days, even 45 days, until we started to see the fact that most hospitals had a significant amount of empty beds. There was not an undercapacity, and yet we were still forced to, you know, to bleed jobs and bleed the economy. It's a middle ground. You got to find it.
All right. All right, so what is your take on this unmasking? You know, dozens of times with the who's who of the Obama administration, from the chief of staff to Comey to Brennan to the U.S. ambassador to Italy to Samantha Power, with dozens of requests. Bring us inside lawmaking. Republicans are outraged. Democrats say it's a distraction.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously, you know, not a distraction. It's a significant issue. Now, I'm not the expert on it, and, you know, and there are people that have studied this far greater than I have, but I'll tell you this. The perception, at least, and I think the reality, but the perception, at least, is that the Justice Department is being used for politics, and it cannot be, you know, under President Obama, it cannot be, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, used for politics, because in a democracy, the only thing that can hold a democracy together is people knowing that there is a backstop in an independent justice and judiciary system, because they know, look, even if we're out of power, you know, when I was elected, I was the first, you know, we took the majority, but the 2 years prior to that, the Democrats had all levers, but there weren't riots because people knew that there was still a backstop of independence behind the government. When that wall breaks down, it breaks down people's belief in the system of government, and that is the long-term danger. So to the extent any laws were broken, we need to go after that hard to protect our system.
Yeah, I would think so. Among the people that did it in the last week of his administration, Joe Biden, cut three.
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn, number one. Number two, this is all about diversion. This is the game this guy plays all the time. The country is in crisis. We're in an economic crisis, a health crisis.
But you were reported to be at a January 5th, 2017 meeting where you and the president were briefed on the FBI's plan to question Michael Flynn over those conversations he had with the Russian ambassador Kislyak.
No, I thought you asked me whether or not I had anything to do with him being prosecuted.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was aware that there was, that there, that they asked for an investigation. But that's all I know about it.
What do you think going on there?
He's going to have some questions to answer in the campaign for sure on that. You know, it's been incredible to watch if he's given his Skype interviews, you know, not understanding the questions and then having to backtrack.
Yeah, it's very, very interesting. Right now, the president's losing on the national poll, but he's winning in every battleground state. How's this thing going to play out? Who's hurt more, Biden by it being in the basement of the president not holding his rallies?
You know, I think everybody's kind of hurt. It's going to be a whole new, like, election process. But I think ultimately, in this kind of an environment, incumbency is advantage, because you know who the person is. You know, right now, the president, if he can, you know, continue to take a strong leadership role in this disease and talk about, you know, the economy, I think he's in a much better position. And right now, you know, President Biden or Vice President Biden is definitely at a disadvantage. And it'll be interesting to see what they do with the conventions too. You know, if that's going to be something that's on Zoom on TV, it's not going to have the impact that, you know, a typical convention would.
When you said President Biden, I imagine a lot of people drove off the road. So, again, grab the wheel, calm down, hope you buckle up, hope you didn't have to use the airbag, and get back on the road, all right? And Adam Kinzinger apologizes for that. It won't happen again. Congressman, thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet.
And I know you're still in great shape, so don't panic. You'll be back in the gym soon.
I'll try not to. See ya.
Go get him. 1-866-408-7669. Back with your calls and your thoughts in just a moment. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying. It's like taking three prostate supplements in one. You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-223-0950. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now.
Call 1-800-223-0950.
Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer.
Call 1-800-223-0950. 1-800-223-0950.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, more than ever, it's time for us to say thank you to America's military heroes, past and present. All month long, hear stories of courage, honor, and sacrifice from the men and women who fought on the front lines and continue to keep our country safe. Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, for a limited time, receive a free signed copy of Pete Hegseth's new book with the purchase of a one-year subscription to Fox Nation.
This is the moment when America comes together.
And Fox News Channel is with you every step of the way.
There are so many uplifting stories, people helping each other.
America's best shine brightest when needed the most.
The spirit of generosity has been enormous.
We took an oath to be here for the public, so we're not going anywhere.
We are resilient. Thanks to her citizens, the America we know will come out of this stronger than ever before.
America together, on air and online, only Fox News Channel.
Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, more than ever, it's time for us to say thank you to America's military heroes, past and present. All month long, hear stories of courage, honor, and sacrifice from the men and women who fought on the front lines and continue to keep our country safe. Fox Nation presents A Grateful Nation. Now, for a limited time, receive a free signed copy of Pete Hegseth's new book with the purchase of a one-year subscription to Fox Nation.
Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
COVID-19 has been spreading wildly through our society. It's too late for lockdowns. All of these draconian lockdowns are destroying our economy, leading to thousands and thousands of deaths from despair, from drug abuse, from alcoholism, from unemployment. We have to consider that. We should focus only on the hot spots and just do social distancing and start to take all of these cables off. That's where Dr. Fauci's wrong. Too late for lockdowns.
Yeah, and we got to find a way to get back to school. Don't say it's too risky. Do it. That is Dr. Mark Siegel, who's been there every step of the way. Not only is he on television, he goes over to NYU and does the best he can to see patients. So he sees the reality of it while doing talk to radio on Sirius XM. Keep in mind, too, on a side note, Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers out on paperback. If you guys are looking for a distraction through this, you can get that delivered to your house. I know you can't walk through a bookstore unless you're in Oklahoma, Nebraska, South Carolina, Florida, or Georgia. Let's go out to listening on Fox Nation is Piera.
Hi,
over
hi
in
Brian.
New Jersey.
Hi,
good.
Brian.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? I'm
how's your governor
distressed.
Treating you?
I'm sorry. How's what?
Why?
I'm distressed because I'm sorry. This morning, I'm listening to the news. It's been a horrible 2 days, you know, with so much news going on. And Judge Sullivan is now getting another judge to oversee what the old prosecutors did, et cetera. And he's trying to turn the two guilty pleas from Flynn, trying to say that now he perjured himself. So he's now trying to create another crime. So here's my thoughts. Who were the attorneys representing General Flynn when he pled guilty twice? They were holders, okay, you know, the wingman's law firm, who were also withholding documentation, and they were advising him to plead guilty twice. Where does that connection come in? Is that not going to be looked at?
It is. How about this? And this judge and this prosecutor that's going to do the judge a favor and look over the case and see if there's something there. He also works at that firm and is longtime friends with Eric Holder. And also wrote a column. He's a Clinton judge. He hated being a judge, so he quit. He also wrote a column on how this is imperfect justice when you look at what happened with Michael Flynn. So he's in trouble, but they got to go back and fight it again. They're just making this guy's life miserable. So thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. And thanks for watching Fox Nation. We are streamed there every single day. Make sure you keep it here for the latest information on the pandemic, the latest on Flynn, the latest on the election. We have it all covered. If you ever have to travel away from your local affiliate, go to radio.com, download that app, or get the podcast at BrianKilmeadShow.com or at iTunes. We're now also heard on Spotify.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
9, 10.
Honey, you have really been making the most of being at home. I haven't seen you work out this hard in years.
I feel great. And honestly, taking NuGenix makes a huge difference for me.
NuGenix. That's the testosterone booster that has the TV ads with Frank the Big Hurt Thomas, right?
Yeah, this is an amazing product. The patented ingredient is Testofen, which helps boost free testosterone levels and increase lean muscle mass. NuGenix is a great way to boost lean muscle and feel stronger with more energy and endurance.
Well, you are looking good and have been quite the tiger lately, too. NuGenix is definitely working for you and for me.
Yeah,
and
all I had to do was send them a text to get my complimentary bottle. Text BEAT to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of NuGenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. NuGenix samples are not available in stores, so text BEAT to 42424 right now. Text BEAT to 42424. That's BEAT to 42424.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years, and when he got through, he said, "Well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff," but he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, "The only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe."
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.